ah, this guy's fucking playing with legs, you know? And then it was just all too real. I was like, no way.
No, it was like, it was early in the morning. I remember my mom, like, she, like broke down the door. She's like, Gabe, wake up, turn on the TV. Like, blah, 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 this. I'm like, I looked, turned it on. I'm like, fuck it. Went back to bed. I was 16.
I was, my mom had called me. It was hours after it happened because she woke up early and she had actually seen the plane hit the building.
So did I.
And she went to work like nothing had happened.
I went to school.
So like she called me.
I went to school, but it was my first day of social work school, and they tried to get us to bond and to like they canceled classes. And
yeah,
we sat in a circle.
I think it was like the second week of school. Sorry, you can't miss. You get dropped.
Oh my god, it was the first day of school.
They weren't going to make an exception on this case.
I left. Mm. I wasn't feeling it.
I actually checked myself out of the hospital because I didn't want to stay in there anymore, and I was still kind of doped up. So I put my clothes on, and I'm walking, because the hospital is only about 4 blocks away from my house.
Okay.
So right across from the hospital, there's this big mega church. It's called CCV, I think,
yeah.
Christ Church of the Valley. And there was probably about 400 people with signs saying the end is near, repent now.
Is this the church that's on Sunset?
No, it's
Covina
on,
and Valley Center.
It's on Center. And I was walking down the street, and I remember my hand was all hurting, but I was still pretty loopy from the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching, and I'm like, oh, man, this is so surreal. And there's people honking and pulling over to pray. And I was just like, I want to get home and go to sleep, pop some value.
I spent the whole day watching it, just, like, glued to the television set, just watching it. And I was just like, it was, like, so surreal to me. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And then, like, back then, this was, like, my conspiracy theory days when I used to think everything was a conspiracy. That's what happens when you immerse yourself into the crust culture, like activism and all that stuff. You just like start thinking of all these harebrained ideas.
Mm.
You know, I guess I'm a closet crust because I think all that, but I just don't like
to be. The first time I actually had my first conspiracy theory was when the Challenger exploded in '86.
I was like in fifth grade.
I was in sixth grade. They reeled in the TV, and both me and my friends said at the time, "It's the Iranians, I bet you."
Oh my god!
Yeah, I remember we saw that live in class. I think I was like in fourth grade or something like that.
Because they gathered everyone because there was a teacher on board.
Yeah.
You're seven.
Yeah, Krista McCullough.
I think it was a little.
I was three.
I don't remember. I just remember when it happened. I remember the joke started immediately.
Get it?
Yeah. What?
I'm wait if you
ask for me. Yeah, get ready.
But yeah, I could hook you up with my wife and then you guys could get on. She's all deep into that shit.
Yeah, if she's into it, dude, fucking, I'm down, dude.
Yeah, she's deep, dude. Like, I'm just like, shut up. Please, I don't care. She's all into, like, the Green Nation and, I don't know.
I don't know what the Green Nation is.
She's, like, a vegan and...
Shut up.
Mm. I can't trust vegans. I'm sorry.
You know, the thing is, because it's me, my wife, my mm-hmm. son, and my daughter. So me and my son are carnivores. My wife and my daughter are vegans.
Oh my god, how funny!
So it's sometimes it gets pretty heated, just like about when it comes to dinner.
Oh my god!
She cooks well. She's a good cook, but like if I just don't want to eat it, I'm like, so I gotta pull out the steak. I'm mm-hmm. like, spill the food on the floor. He's like, oh, my dad's having.
Yeah.
I love the name of weed nowadays. OG Taliban. You can't beat a name like OG Taliban. I wonder if this is going to get me go, ha la 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 la, or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
James. What's the phone number? 1-800?
I thought it was on the wall.
8-9-3. So it starts at 8? Yeah, we start at 8.
All right, we'll see.
Restroom's downstairs? Yes.
Just when
you're going to use the restroom, FYI guys, don't close the door and leave the... Because there's a cat house in there that's connected to the toilet. That's where the cats take a dump.
It's a fancy cat litter, so don't move the tube that goes down the...
Oh, I would use it as bidet.
No, because you'll get cat urine all over you. I don't know if you're into that. But if you're into it, fine. You know? But and also don't close the door when you're done. That way the cats can go walking in and out. It's actually not that hot up here.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, last show I did here.
It's not that hot because I have to turn the AC on.
Oh.
So it doesn't show up in the mics.
Thank you.
So did anybody claim those shoes yet, Jeremy?
You found some shoes?
You didn't read the post yet, but?
I think they're still under that couch.
left my like scarf there one time.
Really?
Did you want to write anything on my Facebook? Or did you put it on my Facebook? I have it on
Skid Row Studios.com.
Yeah, Skid Row Studios.com.
How do you forward this?
Oh, I lost it. Honestly, everybody here, thanks for doing the show. I really appreciate it. You're gonna make my last show here an awesome show.
Sorry about last week.
Oh, it's quite all right. It's quite all right. You know, I'm sorry for your loss, but it's quite all right. Things happen, you know.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I would be more offended if they had said that you were in the gutter, like all coked out or something. That would be more offended because you're not sharing it, you know.
Not been an excuse.
Yeah, that'd be more like you don't want to party or what? What's up?
What's the number again? What is
893-9562. Oh, I should have played some Corlap Pandit tonight. I didn't. There's a lot of stuff I wanted to play, and I never got a chance to.
Skid Row Studios?
Yes.
So, I have a CD. Who would play the CD?
The tracks, you had sent me those tracks.
Oh, you got them?
All right. Oh, La Vista sent me the tracks.
Yeah,
and,
huh?
Yeah, and I got them.
It's already uploaded.
Yeah, the songs we were playing for you guys.
I'm trying to
We're doing Everyday is Monday's the first one. Mind Games, Revenge, and Obsession. Those are the ones that we liked the most. Those are the ones that were stood out. And for the Infected guys, it is Lodi, Hit Your Face. I think that's the one you just sent me last minute.
Mm-hmm. No, Don't Play Psychon with Lost in My Center.
Yeah, that's the one. It's like I only do things better when I'm drunk. It's the line I got. I was like, I'm gonna use that one.
Yeah.
And then I hit your face in No Place Like Home. And Dangerous.
Oh, okay. Dangerous Lady. All right, we put all this.
Hey, so what was this guy trying to commit suicide at, Jeremy?
That building right there.
Right there?
Oh, that's where it was when the cops stopped him?
Yeah, they
pulled him up in
underwear.
Yeah, they handcuffed him because his girlfriend left him.
Yeah, because his girlfriend broke up with him that day and he was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry, but if there's a relationship that's going to end, just let it end. You know, you don't know. There's no need for suicide. There's no need for death.
I'm not about suicide, but I can understand the issue with it, you know?
I used to work in my own hospital. A lot of them are because of
breakups.
Really? A lot. Especially the teenagers?
Oh, yeah.
Most likely.
Oh, my God. So you just go get him a hooker.
I mean, granted, you know, my first one was kind of... Hey, you're going to see you next door.
This chick's like running around in a bikini. Come closer, mama. There's your...
Oh, yeah, nice. If you look there, and there's a gym over there, you see some chicks running sometimes.
Sweet.
I kind of wish my apartment building was that way, but it's not.
You gotta look out there, man.
Wait, he tried to jump off the building?
Yeah. He grabbed him, and he was, like, trying to bite the cop's arm so he would let him go, and the cop, like, didn't do it. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. So he handcuffed him to the handrail, and then they cut the handrail off and took him to the mental hospital.
You know, it's amazing what you do for some freaking punani or something. You know?
Yeah.
You fight people, you beat them up, but it's all stupid. Man.
Hey, I don't fight.
It's all stupid.
Better man wins. Hey, more power to you. That's a list. That's your guys' souvenirs for the night.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, I have tea. I
thought it was a copy page.
I don't know what it was at all.
I don't want.
Did you get a left-handed pipe or something?
It looks like a left-handed.
Yeah, because the carb is on this side, and the carb is usually on this. And my thumb's like, what's going on? That's not where it's supposed to be.
I can't smoke weed.
Smoke weed. Why not?
Because I'll fall asleep. So I'm like, I'll be like.
So it's nothing personal against
I missed out on, like, some. Last time I smoked weed, really, like, where I got really, really high, hot chick was like, want me for some reason.
Hot chicks want you when you're stoned, huh?
No, no, I was sober. Not all over me. And then I like, this fucks some weight. I'm like, fuck, yeah, I gotta get laid. Let's do it. And I smoked weed and I passed out and she went home with some other guy.
That's your fault.
And my friends are like, you know, they like slap me, woke me up. They're like, you're stupid. You're like, you know, she let her get away. It was, what's her name? It was, I don't know, it was some hot chick, man.
So are you guys still, well, I'll ask you this during the show. I'm going to start reserving my questions now. Because I don't want to like
repeat.
I don't want to be like,
we're going to go on in depth. And
then I'll be like, oh, because the one thing I don't like is dead air. That's like,
No
dead air. That's the number one rule. No
repeat a question. You already know, nigga. What are you asking for?
Because I had a really
hard... You could totally church it up, though, if we know what it is.
Yeah.
Church it
up. I don't know.
She did? Yeah. Are we can share one, you and I.
We can share one? You guys can share one? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay, guys, let's get ready. Let's do this. So we get you two over here. There's two. There should be two pairs of headphones there. If not, one of you can come over here.
Oh.
And yeah, that will be everybody. Actually, I can just pass these over there.
Oh, so
You guys can share a mic, or you guys can share mics.
He's my brother. We don't share well.
You know what? I don't share well with my brother, but sometimes we have to. Now, children.
I know. We're in a band together. We work together. We have.
Wait,
you guys work together?
Welcome to Verbal Vomit, episode numero doce. And for you people who don't speak Spanish, that's 12. I'm Dave Chaos.
And this is Kitty Anarchy.
And we got two special guests in tonight. We have the people from Infected and La Bestia in the house. So we'll be back after this little break of music. Oh, there's that.
Take a cigarette for the sin. the tappies of Kilopsy. Avec le cafard qui doit continuer. Avec le feu du ils ont assassiné. Le Host General est prêt à crever. Car ils vont tuer le Host General. Et c'est vraiment ça qui me désole. T'as plus d'endroit pour saliser. Mais enfin, enfin, qu'est-ce qu'ils vont-ils aller? Mais un jour devient financier. Les chats carnus, alors que fais? De ces voix solaires, sur trois étages, mais la musique qui nous enrage. Car ils vont tuer ce channel, et c'est vraiment ça qui me désole. Y'a plus d'endroit pour s'arriver, mais enfin, enfin, je suis menti là. La mairie ne porte pognon. C'est la culture qui est sacrifiée. Sur l'hôtel, les produits financiers. Car ils vont tuer ce rocher. Et c'est vraiment ça qui me désole. Y'a plus d'endroit pour s'arriver. Mais enfin, enfin, qu'est-ce qu'ils vont y aller? Ils vont tuer ce rocher.
Playing disco Apache niggas who doesn't like a little disco in their lives. I don't. I love it. We started off the set with Five Downtown by Anti. After that was Les Bulls doing Ich Vont Per Le Rock and Roll. I believe that might be French. I'm not sure. I'm not really fluent in languages like that. Then rounding up, we had Rhino 39 doing Paroxylin Stomp. Apparently, we have a call on the line. So, caller, you're on Verbal Vomit. What's your beef with us?
Yeah, this is Big Mick from San Clemente. I have a question. Rocio Ponce is such a talented and expressive rock and roll singer, yet an equally talented and expressive flamenco dancer. I was wondering how she would so seemingly transition between the two different styles.
That's not a bad question. Yeah.
I actually don't. I just, you know, it's the same person. But you just can't tell.
You just can't tell?
No, I could.
She does transform from the beast to Rocio.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I lied. Okay, well, yeah, Rudy said it. All right, I lied maybe. I don't know. I thought it was the same thing, but oh well.
Because, you know,
here's two different styles.
One is flamenco and the other isn't.
The other one's bald-faced punk rock.
Exactly. Like, I'm sorry I kicked you in the face. Are you okay? I'll give you a free CD to make up for the blood. Sorry.
And actually, I did kind of like, was wondering if you were going to kick people when I seen you at the Redwood, Plain. Mm-hmm. And you're just so full of fucking energy. I was like, wow. You know, like, and I totally remember back when you played in Media Blitz long time ago.
You remember that?
Oh. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we had played one show together.
Oh, really?
I was playing with Yap just for a little bit.
Oh,
and that's okay. The show that James got kicked out for getting naked. James Yapo, he exposed himself and he kicked him out of the bar.
Was that at first Tux? Or was that a different bar that he got banned for being naked?
That's one of the many bands.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I know. I was always like, did they play it? All right, there's still a chance.
He's changed.
Oh, he got kicked out.
I wouldn't say he's...
Okay, never mind.
No, he's still...
I'm just trying to make him look good.
James is still James. He's still hardcore to the fucking max, man.
I'm just trying to make him look good. He still looks good.
He does look good. I don't know how he doesn't age.
Yeah, I know.
Looks the same.
Must be all that beer preserving his body.
Must be that pact with the devil he made. It's working.
James, if you're listening to this, do you have a pact with the devil?
We admire you.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to have
a
party lifestyle without showing it?
So, yeah, there's a difference. Did we answer your question?
Yes, there is a difference. You appear to be two personalities doing two different things, and it's pretty impressive how you can go back and forth.
I hope you don't think I'm a wacko. That's okay if you do.
I don't see you spitting on the floor when you're flamenco dancing. Like I do,
you kidding
when you're
me?
Rock and roll singing.
The flamenco fans would not appreciate that. Yeah, no. I only do that in La Bestia.
Right.
It's a different, I guess it's a different scene. Yeah, I guess they're not the same. All right.
Two different crowds?
Yeah, two different cultures. Yeah. Whatever.
Imagine if they mixed in just for one night.
I can't wait till that happens.
We have to make that happen.
Fusion.
We have to make that
flamenco
happen.
Fusion.
The fusion right there.
Yeah. Flamenco punk rock.
Or punk rock flamenco.
Or punk rock flamenco.
There you go.
Let's keep both options open.
I see Rudy's head. I see the wheels turning in there. He's coming up with some ideas already.
How about like a punk rock solo where she's dancing and playing on this, like a microphone with one of those boxes.
Oh,
and
we mic it.
A
cajon?
And then you could have a punk rock solo.
There you go.
That is not a problem.
Like a machine gun.
I can just bring up the cajon.
Or we could wear those things. Those metralleta bullets.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Emilio Zapata, what are those things called?
Well, I have a bullet belt.
A washboard?
What?
I have a bullet belt, so I just have to make it longer.
Is that the bullet belt? Yeah. Uh-huh. It is the thing?
The one
bullet belt.
In the video.
The one I wore in the video, yeah.
Isn't that a bandolero?
Mm-hmm. Bandolero? Well, that's a bandolin. That's like a little guitar.
Yes, and that's a very good instrument.
Well, whatever instrument it is, we'll make it work. Don't worry.
And then we should wear those, like the Emilio Zapata, again, those big hats.
That's not flamenco.
But hang them on the back.
That's not flamenco, but I'll wear it anyway.
Yeah, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Well, neither is the bullet belt.
Exactly. I'll wear it.
And we'll wear botas.
you dressed me up for a show already.
I'll be your costume designer.
Exactly.
You better watch out. She's going to make you sign a contract. Next thing you know, you're going to be performing.
I just want to give credit to Stella Ramirez because she's the one who has dressed me up for the La Bestia shows in the video.
The fashion mistress.
Oh, awesome. She's doing an awesome job.
A fashion mistress.
As a fashion fan.
So if you guys ever checked out her video, you should give her a call. She made her look good.
Yeah, check out La Bestia video. It's called Every Day is Like a Monday by La Bestia.
That's my life every day.
So if you go to YouTube and you punch in boyleheights.com, you'll find the video right away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm sorry, excuse me, boyleheightsrecords.com.
Oh. Say, Boyle Heights representing that way. Damn.
That's right. BoyleHeightsRecords.com.
Kind of makes me want to admit that I used to live in Boyle Heights, but not really. I lived in East LA. It's funny. It's a battle between my family. They say East LA, but I say I lived in City Terrace because where I lived at. But like, no, you're East LA. We're East LA. It's the way it is.
I remember doing that, but, you know, as you get older, it's like, eh.
Like now, when people ask, where do you live at? I live at by Paramount Studios. Okay. That's all I need to know. I say Hollywood. Oh, where in Hollywood? Paramount Studios. Because it's hard to describe. Really,
right,
it is.
Paramount.
Mm-hmm. Right by Dr. Phil.
Yeah, right by Dr. Phil and the doctors.
Right across the street from Dr. Phil.
So don't forget to go to YouTube and then punch in BoyleHeightsRecords.com to check out the video La Bestia.
Check out Facebook, of course.
We're all hypnotized because we're looking at it. Or we're like,
okay. Well, like, oh, you can find us. Hold on. You can find us on Facebook on La Bestia.
There it is.
There it is.
So, caller, do you have any more things you want to tell Liz Bestia or Rudy?
Yeah,
you
know? Ask me anything.
You can ask him anything you want. It's
Thank you, caller.
I'd like to see your blending of your schizophrenic style between your dancing and your singing.
Well, I'm going to have to figure
blending
out.
Blending those two styles, you'd really have a nice act.
Well, you know what? Just for that, I'm going to have to figure that one out just for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, caller, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
If anyone can pull it off.
Thank you, bud.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now we're here with La Bestia. We have Rudy, La Bestia, and we have the boys from Infected. And who are you guys?
Infected.
And what are your guys' names?
I'm Freddy. This is my brother.
Hey, Freddie, you might want to put the mic towards your mouth.
I'm Freddie.
You can move it, actually, if you want. All right, I'm Dave Katz, and then we have Kitty Anarchy right here. Now, there's been a lot of things going on in current events. You have, the Norway bombing, the cop beating a man to death in Fullerton, our credit crisis. We have all kinds of wonderful stuff happening, and yet you guys are still doing the punk rock thing. You guys are still playing. You guys are still managing your lives. Doesn't this really do you guys actually take time in your day and like really go like, guys, does this really affect you guys at all? You know,
Is the infected affected?
Yeah, is the infected infected is the infected infected with all these current events?
Is the infected affected
to pump up their songs?
Does the outside world affect our lives as punk rock? To me, no. Personally, I got no shit to go on in my life to worry about.
Yeah.
Something I can't control.
My amps.
I don't know. I've always cared. You know, I've always kind of found a way to say there's something wrong with the planet, and how do you transition that to music? Unfortunately, I'm not really a great lyricist, but you know, I think with age, sometimes I lose that little bit of radicalness in me that I used to have in my youth, and you know, life has become a little sterile, so all I really focus on now is family, and it's a real tragedy, because when I hear about things that happen, like the bum getting beat up or the bombing in Norway or
even the
families,
rights
of families even, going hungry, you know, it really does make me weep. I really hate to hear that, but
it is.
I tend to be part of the problem, because I just let it pass and don't really do anything about it.
I think for me, and I'm not saying anything particular toward anyone in particular, especially you right now, because you just said that. But, I mean, it just reminded me, like, one of my reasons for going into social work. You had asked me, before we started about social work and stuff. And that was one of the things that kind of, like, got to me. It's just like, okay, am I going to be... Because, you know that one saying, like, you're either going to be part of the solution or part of the problem, or you're either part of the problem or not part of the solution, like... I was like, okay, what side of the fence am I going to be on? Like, I'm either going to be on one side of the fence that I'm not going to look back and I'm not going to worry about it because there's nothing I can do, because there is a lot you can't do.
Yeah, you're right.
Or I'm going to fuck it. Like, I know it's... Like, have you guys ever heard that quote about the seashells on the ocean and all that shit?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, get ready for this one. Okay. So,
hold on. We got to get comfortable real quick.
If you have some sappy music, Germs... Play it now if you've been saving the like violin. Like, so there's this man, ocean waves. There's a man walking along the beach, and he was tossing back like mussels or like seashells or whatever. He's like tossing them back, and some guy's all like, there's like hundreds of those seashells on the beach. There's like hundreds of those mussels. Like, you're not going to be able to save all of them. And he's like, I know I didn't make a difference for all of these, and I know I can, but I made a difference for this one. And then he threw it. And then he kept on going. And he kept on throwing them.
You know, it's funny. Looking at me, most people don't realize this. I just finished my master's program in education. That's what I want to do. I want to be a teacher. Not for high school or junior high, but I want to do early elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I realize the pay sucks, and there's not a lot I can do. But I know at that age, you can still infect a lot of these kids. And they are sponges that soak up any kind of information you give them.
They are.
And that I've always seen as my way to try to change it, you know?
I mean, okay, if you were to do that, what do you say to the parents? What would you say to the people who are going to say, oh, you're just trying to do a... press your views of the world onto these young people.
No, that I think is absolutely the wrong way to. I don't want to affect my politics with anybody else.
Yeah.
What I want to do is, I think the world would be better off if everybody really thought for themselves what was wrong with the planet. Because there's
no shame. I mean, how is that even a shameful? I mean, people do talk shit about teachers and stuff, and I just lost my credential, but because there's no teaching jobs. Anyway, that's a whole other rant on that end, but.
You know, speak.
What I was thinking about when you were saying that is like, okay, with that in mind, like the caring careers don't pay a lot. Like, what did I get into teaching? Okay, you know, the pay sucks. You're learning about that. What did I go into? I left teaching to do what? Social work? Because I wanted to do more, and it's like the pay sucks. Like, that's what the budget cuts. Teaching, you know, education, and
I always find that funny. Like, when it comes to cutting shit. They'll cut programs that are going to sustain us, such as education.
And they want to keep us ignorant. That's a whole other.
They want stuff like that. They keep us ignorant on all those fronts. You know, and like they cut education, they cut Medicare. They call like the programs we're getting like SNAP and welfare and all that. You know, they're programs that are just pretty much socialist programs because we have a black president and he's trying to. He's trying to push his socialist views on us. It's like, no, it's not. They're just program. You know, I don't see why cuts have to be happening. Why can't we just raise taxes?
Well, no.
We need to increase the revenue.
We live in a society that started from day one. We're a capitalist society. People think and vote with their wallets. That's what it comes down to. And
we don't have any money.
If you can eschew that system by teaching, and that's always kind of been my idea, is if you can teach children to think for their own, you know, that humanity is valuable. There's value in lives. That pretty soon wealth in itself will just generate.
Well, the way we're headed, we're going to be headed in a way where it's. I see it as we're at the doorstep of the fall of the Roman Empire. You know, our credit rating's gone. We went from a AAA to a AA+, which sounds mentally fucking retarded. Number one. It's like, seriously.
Is anyone else in that category?
Romania.
It's funny because like there's other countries that have better credit ratings than us, and one of those countries is called Isle of Man. Do you know where that's at?
There's an Isle of Man.
There's an Isle of Man. It's a tiny little island right by Britain, the Isle of Man, and they have a better credit rating than us. You know, with that being said, you know, with the credit rating, it's. We're in this financial pickle, and, you know, and like I really wish I could do something, but you know what can one person do? You know, realistically, I can blog about it and be an angry old man and throw cats at people out on the street. But
I'll take my job.
But really, you know what?
Saying like, oh, we should raise taxes. You know, I used to have a career where I would make a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd make thousands of dollars a week.
Yeah,
but I would work for my money. I'd work anywhere from 85 to 120 hours a week.
Okay.
I'd literally work more than half a week. And when you have a weekly paycheck of $2,500, $3,000, $3,500, and you're getting taxed half of it, you're like, what the fuck am I getting out of it? Because when I lost my job, I got $7,000 back after 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Of making over $100,000 a year.
Of unemployment benefits?
Yeah, my unemployment benefits were $7,000.
Wow.
And I was making $100,000 a year.
You see, your taxes, my taxes, everybody else's taxes who works, They don't go where they say they're going to go. They go to other places where, you know, to cover. They're basically, we're basically paying our debt to China still.
You know,
no matter what we're going to do,
we're paying our debts. But you know, and then on top of that, I was prior service. I spent 8 years in the Army, and when my brothers who are overseas and literally just came back months ago are over in a combat zone and their pay gets taken away. That's bullshit, you know? Of course we're going to go down when our military doesn't even want to fight for us anymore.
Well, and that brings up an interesting point. If they're going to cut soldiers' pay...
We get paid dick, period.
You know, you guys, but it's non-tax, right?
Yeah, it's non-tax.
Yeah, because when I was in the military, it was non-tax.
Overseas, it's non-tax. We're taxed when we're in the States.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't tax my check.
No, we get taxed.
I got $5.95 a month, and that's all they gave me to live because I was living with people. It was mandatory living.
We get taxed over there. If we're not in a combat zone, we get taxed in the States.
Oh. Well, if soldiers have to, why should soldiers have to take a cut? Why can't people in Congress take a cut? Why can't corporations take a cut?
That's the issue. And overseas fighting for what?
I mean, yeah, you have people in Afghanistan still fighting for what? For who? For Osama bin Laden? Okay, that nigga's dead. Sorry, he's dead.
I'm not going to talk about what we're doing over there and that. My point of view on that is we're there, we're away from our families for a year at a time. We get 2 weeks off, and then you're going to cut my pay? And it's hard enough to live as it is, especially being a private to an E-1 to an E-4.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you want to take our money on top of that because... We're gonna cut back on the military. Well, send me home and see what happens.
Sometimes you gotta wonder if those people who have a vested interest in our country, because really, who controls everything is our banks. I mean, I know very little about economics, but what I do know is banks control everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's no allegiance, there's no nationalism, there's no patriotism when it comes to banks. And pretty much the highest bidder wins. So ultimately, if our society crumbles and someone else takes us over, or if we flourish, it doesn't matter.
I don't think China's going to want us.
Even though
they are our biggest creditor, they're not going to want us. They're not going to want because they can just come over here and take over. Yeah, what are we going to do? You know,
well, it's the same thing. It's like anything else. It's resources, right? That's what imperialism is. You take over for resources, but you have something like. Like right when Nixon he opened the gates to China, right? It was the idea of if everybody needs something from the U.S. what we manufacture, right? If every Chinese person gets a toothbrush, I mean that's billions of dollars. And but then, it turned around to be the other way.
Yeah,
we export it. Banks, corporations, they send the jobs elsewhere because it's cheaper.
Well, that's still a big thing is outsourcing.
And patriotism, flat out, it's you know? Dead. What we have is a false sense of patriotism. We have the Bible, and we have a bunch of empty promises and words.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny when Obama was running for president. I kind of believed for a minute because he did sell me. He did sell me pretty well. And then I've come to realize, you know, I should have just, because I vote no matter what. No matter how stupid the election is. Even if it's for county commissioner, I'll still vote, right? You know why? Because it's my right, and I'll do it.
I'd rather vote for state issues than for the president,
Well, unfortunately, I voted for Obama, and I think his heart was in the right place. But unfortunately, in the United States, he's still a nigger. That's just it. He's a black man cleaning up white man's mess.
And
would it be any different with whoever else was in office or not?
No, but he's an easy scapegoat.
Oh yeah,
he's
totally going to be an easy scapegoat. It's funny. If the Republicans get their way, I mean, if I'm surprised that the Republicans they're going to make the Tea Party their scapegoat when they lose big time next year. You know, they're going to be like, oh, it's the Tea Party because they voted for these crazy people, you know, like Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and all these other fucking dumbasses from wherever. Like, they voted these people in. They're the ones who are holding up our debt. It's funny how I never understood this about Democrats, and I always understood this about Republicans. You can tell if somebody is a Republican or a Democrat. A Republican's a fucking bully. They'll hold their breath until they turn blue, or they will beat your ass until they get their way. Republicans... I mean, Democrats are pussies. They're the exact opposite. They're like, here, just don't hunt me, please. Don't hunt me.
You know, given that, why isn't there a freaking third option of all?
There used to be a third option.
The way tea parties, all the third parties.
Have you seen the parliamentary system in Great Britain? They have different parties. They have different factions of the party in Parliament. It's not a two-party system. It is a multi-party system. There used to be a time when this used to be a multi-party system. I remember back when I was growing up, when Ross Perot was running for president, and yeah, he was a joke, but he was still a third option. And even then, there was always a third option for
a serious
third option, not somebody who was gonna Ralph Nader was a serious option back in the early 80s. Now I wouldn't vote for that guy because he's
meant where have the Ron Paul? I want that guy.
Ron Paul?
Ross Perot?
Ross
Perot retired. I think he
retired his rent.
Last time I saw him, he had a picture with Alice Cooper hanging. He was hanging out with Alice Cooper.
See, that's why I would have voted for Ross Perot.
Hanging out with Alice Cooper.
I heard Alice Cooper's pretty smart. Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul, he's a libertarian under the Republican Party, isn't he?
I don't really like that. Libertarians, you know, you guys are cool, but you guys are Republicans in libertarians' clothing because you guys' views are, you guys are about small government. I'm sorry, there's no such thing as small government. You want small government? That's what cities are for. That's what towns are for. Big government, unfortunately, is the way it is. It's a fucked up system, and it really needs to be worked at. We seriously need to get libertarians up in Congress. We need Green Party members up in Congress. We need real independents up there to give a real voice. It doesn't feel like we get a real voice in what goes on in Washington. We don't have a real voice. We don't have a real voice here in California.
As a social worker, you can attest to this. You have rules from federal government and you have rules from state government
and county.
That you have to abide by and county and city. When you have that many people putting in rules together, everything kind of gets mishmashed.
I'm on stress leave.
Everything gets mishmashed, and there's too many rules mm-hmm. to follow. You follow one rule, you break another. And ultimately, everything gets drowned out and bogged down in bureaucracy. And when that happens, everything goes to pot. And ultimately, what it should come down to
but
is
so
the
sad that they would
community.
Risk something as social services that serve people as like they would allow that system to get fucked up. It's like, why not fuck up something stupid that doesn't matter? And why are we still spending like millions and billions of dollars into space?
Can someone please answer that? That has a purpose because we're going to need somewhere to go when this planet eventually is going to die.
Just an ego thing.
Let's put it this way: How much money does social work actually put back in?
More than I get paid
to the elite. How much does it put into the elite? You know what I mean? To the elite classes. They don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, they don't get anything out of it at all.
Fuck it. Cut it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, money.
So, of course. The common sense takes a back seat to the wallet.
Yes.
I need to get that tattooed on myself or something.
That's actually a pretty good book.
That's for real, dude. I'm going to write that shit down, man.
He was right.
Magnum 40.
He was right. He gets chatty when he gets drunk. Once that bottle was over, he was going to get chatty, and I'm glad he got chatty. All right. Cool. I'm Rodney Bingham. You're listening to world famous K-Rock.
Yeah.
I was watching The Runaways this past weekend. You know what? I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie The Runaways.
Yeah, we've seen it.
I didn't really like it. I liked the documentary a lot better.
I didn't like it.
Dakota Fanning.
No, hey, don't say nothing bad about Dakota Fanning.
She wasn't drunk enough.
Yeah, she was. Dakota Fanning's a good actress. She just wasn't drunk enough.
She should stick back to being 6-year-old and screaming.
I gotta admit, the casting for Joan Jett, man.
Oh, and then Kristen Stewart, dude. She's like the worst actress in the fucking world.
But she looked like her, man. Oh. I gotta admit.
Yeah, you're on verbal vomit. Who is this?
Her lesbianism was okay.
This is Laura Feline Productions. La Bestia is one of my favorite bands.
All right. Hey, Laura from Feline Productions. What would you like to throw in the...
I'm loving it. I'm listening to the interview right now, and Beast and Rudy and the other guys, they just rock it. I've booked them a few times, and I just had to be a part of it because I love La Bestia.
Yeah, you know, you throw some good shows. You threw that Sin 34 show not too long ago, right?
Yeah. And La Bestia, every time they play, they just turn out a whole new crowd of fans. No doubt.
That was an
guaranteed
entertaining
show. To be entertained.
Yes,
you will not regret it.
Thank you, I'm just curious.
Thank you, Laura.
Nobody entertains
recently?
Like
yes.
Me. I didn't hear about
nobody.
Hey, Laura, we want to get paid more.
not a wasted opportunity here.
Now,
hey.
All right.
What is it? Saturday, August 9th. You're so funny, Beast.
Wait, isn't it August 12th, Friday?
Yeah, today's the 9th.
Oh, wait, Friday, August 12th. I got so many
You better take your medication,
on.
Laura.
Laura.
It's Friday, August 12th at Harold's Place on 1908 South Pacific in the city of San Pedro. Right, Laura?
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Right. And La Bestia is going to turn out a whole new group of bands.
With other bands called, one of them called the Bonbons and then Secret Society. Right, Laura?
Oh, Bonbon. I love those girls. They're awesome.
Really? Okay, I'm so excited.
Are they sexy?
Yeah.
Really sexy.
Like, yeah, really sexy.
Oh, who doesn't like sexy?
They get set in a movie downstairs.
Yeah.
Are they from Van Nuys?
Huh?
Never mind.
But I can hear. I'm listening. I'm trying to listen and not listen at the same time.
Oh,
kind of you hear it every day on the radio. Turn it down, honey. Yeah. Don't listen to yourself while you're talking.
Yeah.
I just turned it down unless they're playing Harvey Mama.
I
didn't
see that.
Yeah.
I heard that you should never turn up the radio when you're actually on the phone with the radio station,
no,
right?
No, you're not supposed to.
Okay, they turn it down then.
Let's go, amateur.
It's
when you hang up, ask them to blow you up.
Okay. Blow me up, Tom. Hey, blow me up, Tom.
Yeah, but I just want to say hi to La Bestia, the crew, and tell you guys that I'm a big fan, and tell everybody out there to go to their shows, buy their records and their shirts, and support La Bestia, because if you haven't seen them yet, you're really missing out.
That's right.
Thank you, Laura. Actually, right, I want to let everyone know that Laura is correct 100% on that that last statement, okay? Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah, buy the stuff. And
buy
the
my
shit.
He didn't know what she was talking about.
You know, they used to call me dangerous, so watch out, okay?
Oh, oh. Sure. Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thanks, Laura, for calling in.
All right. You guys have fun on the show.
All right.
And I can't wait to see you guys on the 12th.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Now, Bonbon, they're from the South Bay.
From the South Bay. Okay.
Yeah, they're from like San Pedro. San Pedro. I seen them play with Death Hymn 9 not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they are some sexy young ladies. They can rock the instrumentals pretty well. They do good surf rock. They rock it pretty well.
That's really cool. I like surf rock.
Okay, so we're gonna get into a music break, but before we do, we're gonna let the Bestia talk about her songs, because the next block is a La Bestia block.
The next song is called I Believe Every Day Is Like a Monday.
Yes.
Okay, and then not only can you listen to it here right now, but right after you listen to that song, actually after the show, I want you to go to YouTube and then punch in BoyleHeightsRecords.com so you can actually look at the video. Okay?
You're not going to be disappointed, guys. You're not going to be disappointed. No. This is Day of Chaos and Kitty Anarchy and Verbal Vomit.
We'll be right back. they stay the same. The more they stay the same.
25 star on you motherfuckers. Like it or not, we just had a block from La Bestia, who's in the house with us. We'll let her talk about her songs right after we talk to this caller. You're on the air. Hello.
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 What upper?
What upper?
Bracket like it.
Your butt cheeks, I would assume. What's going on?
Nah, not me, Holmes. That's you.
How'd you know?
All right, well, now that we got that straight, who is it?
Too much info. This is Chino.
Oh.
Chino. What's up, Chino? Question?
Yeah. Hey, don't call me Cochino, though.
Oh, sorry. My mistake, Chino.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Oh, Chino.
So, what's your question?
My question is, if you ever went to those old punk rock shows back in the day, like the L.A. punk shows, I think I saw you there.
Okay. What year? Which ones? What bands?
Oh, man. All of them. All the Black Flag, everything. Circle Jerks, the Dickies.
Well, I remember. Since I'm really, 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 really young, I remember going to Eugene's Bar in Pico Rivera and seeing, like, a reunion of Black Flag. Just a couple of band members. I was young and intoxicated.
Was Rollins there?
I was like 14, and it was a great show. And I had a fake ID. I got in, and it was a great show. And I remember everyone was sweaty. It was just too packed. People from the outside were trying to get inside. I got inside, maybe because I was cute. I don't know, but I got in.
You are cute. Are you single?
No, I'm not single. Hey, but listen, bro. Chino, you know, I come from an old band called The Brat, and in the early 80s, we got to play with a lot of bands like Dead Kennedys. You know, we had Social Distortion open for us. We played with a lot of the bands, X, all over the place, you know.
That's cool, but I wasn't asking you, huh?
Don't get buttered.
Morale Chino.
He wants to stop talking.
Morale Chino. ¿Qué pasa, chico?
Hey, Chino, you are so rude. That is my guitar player, and you need to be nice if you want to hang out with me.
Oh, he hung up.
He got scared and hung up.
Oh, you've hurt his feelings, Rudy. You were too punk rock for him.
We're Cochino.
Maybe because you didn't answer the fact that you were, if you were single or not.
I know.
He was just mad he couldn't get with you.
I know, Rudy.
He didn't ask out front.
Well, he walked into it. You know, they're mad.
Rudy, do not scare the fans away. You can't tell people you're single. You can't tell people you're taken.
Hate when that happens.
All right, so we had this wonderful block by La Bestia. Now, I got a copy of your guys' album, and I thought it was pretty good. I loved it, all the tracks. Is this the first album that you guys have put out together, or have you guys put out stuff prior?
Well, yes and no. You want to tell a story, shall I?
Yes. The first CD was a little embarrassing, but it wasn't that bad. This CD, it was bad.
Did you guys cover Butcher or Brentwood from the Media Blitz?
No, we didn't, but I can get you that song so you can play it on.
I have it.
You do have it?
I have that.
I was hoping you would say no.
No, I have that EP.
Okay, that's fine. But this CD, we just decided to just turn over and just do something totally different because we just didn't want to target one certain crowd, you know? So we went to a producer named Anthony Valley, who was previously in a band called Crazy Town.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this song called Butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
I saw him at Crazy Girls.
Oh, Crazy Girls? Yeah. Oh.
Very talented.
Very talented. He just totally...
Is that the guy? You're my butterfly.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's the butterfly. The guitar player. He's amazing.
Oh,
so
he
helped us a lot. He produced our music and turned it over, and we're very happy with it and satisfied.
He made us work really hard on the songwriting, and he also made Beast work really hard on the vocals.
Yeah, I would get these panic attacks, you know, like hit these notes. I'm like,
So he made her use different voices. And, you know, like if she wasn't up to par that day, he would send her home, and it was like, whoa, he was hard on her. He made her work on the lyrics, and he was hard on me on the songwriting. I had to come up with like 40 songs before we boiled down to 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the worst part was like, Beast, these are your lyrics. Why can't you remember them? What's the matter with you? Never mind.
He was hard on us, but I think we got really good results. We're really happy with what we got.
So is this like different from how it was? Because you guys have obviously been in different bands.
Yeah.
You know, with Infected also.
Yeah.
You guys
Is it when you're in a studio? Is it a lot? Was it a lot different experience when you guys did this demo than it was in other studio sessions before?
It sure was, because he made us work more than we usually are. Usually that I'm used to. I don't know about Rudy, but
it was a more focused approach. You know, before it was like you have all these band members, and some of the band members don't really know what they're talking about, and so everyone's throwing all the.
Everyone wants to produce, and
right, and so you have a disaster where everyone's, you know.
And then and then playing the tracks, you guys would either do like, you know, 4 or 5 takes at the most. And, all right, that sounds good. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, well, you know, but this guy, it was more focused. It was like good songs, good recordings, good performances, and then we formed the band after. You know?
Ah, yeah. So like, so La Bestia, after you were living in Spain for a while, weren't you?
Yes, I've been traveling to Spain for like more than 15 years.
And you do flamenco dancing.
Yeah, I've been doing flamenco for
Now, how did you get into how did you get into doing that?
Well, I it's a challenge and I enjoy a challenge like that. It's like it drives you crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's driven me to work hard at, because I'm the kind of person, like, I get angry if I can't get it. I will work hard at it to get it. So
So when you start
a challenge. You like a challenge?
Yeah, I love the challenge. Especially when it makes me angry.
Is flamenco with the castanets?
I use the castanets also. Yeah.
There's video on YouTube of you doing your performances at.
Uh huh.
What's that place called? Un Solo Kitchen.
Oh yeah, it's called Un Solo Sol Kitchen, and the next show is going to be August 23rd at 8 p.m. You have to call in to make reservations, and it's on 1818 East 1st Street. And if you make reservations, you have to call at 323-269-8680. It's an 8 p.m. flamenco dinner show. Bring your friends and family. It's explosive. I sing. We dance. There's guitar playing. There's
I've seen your stuff on YouTube, and I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't went yet because there hasn't been the right person to take there. Because, like, to me, going to that, that's like something cool. Like, you want to share that experience with somebody who's going to, like, enjoy it with it. Yeah. Pick up on the person who's going to enjoy it with me. So I'm definitely going to try to check it out now.
Do you ever
There's got to be a human being you can take. My God.
Yeah, well. Well, I'm not gonna take my guy friend with me. Hey, you want to come with me and go see flamenco? Sure, let's go.
It's always enjoyable
if
you take a hot date. Yes.
Do you ever
yes.
do La Luna Negra?
I've done La Luna Negra. Mm. I've done Alegrías. I've done Café Sevilla. I've done El Cid. Every flamenco venue you see in L.A., the Fountain Theater, the Ford Theater, I've done it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the only place I've ever seen flamenco dancing.
Oh yeah, we use fans and everything. Yeah.
What other things besides fans and casting? Yeah.
Castanet.
We have finger snapping pitos. Ah, we have a caller. Who is this? And you're on verbal vomit.
Hi, good evening. My name is Leonard. I'm a friend of Rocio's.
Oh, Leonard. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you, Rocio?
Fine, Leonard. How are you?
Good. I didn't want to miss this. I just wanted to call in to say that you're doing a good job, man. You're a good example for all the women right here in Boyle Heights. That
Yay.
They should look up to you, man. Seriously.
Think for yourselves,
women. You're an awesome chick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're cool. Hopefully a lot of people have your mentality here in this community, and we'll definitely make it an artistic environment for everyone. Like,
thank
if you.
If
you see skateboarding is getting into it, dancing, mariachis, I mean, music is in our culture. This is the best community. This is like Silver Lake. But of Boyle Heights, of course.
Hey, Leonard,
but
what are you?
I want to tell you, you're doing a,
what are you going to teach me how to skate?
I have an extra skateboard right here, so whenever you want to skate,
should I buy?
Every weekend, I'm at Venice Beach.
Elbow pads and maybe knee pads or something.
Nah.
Yeah.
What do you mean nah?
Yes, I've tried learning as an adult. Yes, knee pads,
I'm
butt pads.
I'm chicken shite.
You guys skateboard.
Elbow pads, helmet.
That's for wimps. We're old school, remember?
Bring a lot of band-aids.
I skated from 13 to about 20, and it was from point A to point B. There was no tricks involved.
The only trick was to get up the curb so you don't fall on your ass.
Yeah.
Or avoid the little dishes on the street.
I want to let everyone know who Leonard is. Leonard, I've known since elementary. When we were younger, he used to torture me, and then he matured, and now we're good friends.
Aww. Aww. Caterpillar to a butterfly.
He likes you. Can we be friends now?
He liked you.
Was he throwing rocks at you in the schoolyard?
Thank you, Leonard.
She could kick my butt now, so that's why I have to be her friend.
That's right. Thank you.
That could be sexy too, Leonard.
I used to make, when I met my wife for the first time, we were like in sixth grade. I used to make fun of her.
Really?
And then what? Let's see. Probably like,
that's it. Break down that self-esteem,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I used to make fun of her all the time. Then 7 years later, she hit me up on the MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, damn, she's hot. But 5 years later after that, we got married.
Wow.
You never know.
You never know.
You planted that seed a long time ago, huh?
Your master plan came into fruition.
Well, technically, he's planted two
seeds. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Hey, Rocio, I just wanted to wish you the best. Man, you're on your way.
Thank you, sweetie.
I love the way you think. I love the way you are. I love your artistic form, your musical form.
Thank you. I hope you can make it to a show sometime.
Well, Leonard.
I know. I'm going to try it. But she's, man, trust me, I hang around a lot of famous people, skateboarders, professionals, singers, and all that. And I met a lot of people, but someone that you know like that and comes from not the neighborhood, but from Boyle Heights, you know, which is cool because we got to put Boyle Heights on the map, you know?
Hey, nobody knows me, only Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights.
No, I'm sure everybody knows you, but the community knows you. You do a good thing for it, and I hope you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Leonard.
That's awesome.
Hail to my people.
Boyle Heights in the house.
Yeah, Boyle Heights is so cool. But yeah, I won't take up much of your time, but you guys have a good night, and you guys are doing a good thing.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Leonard.
Thanks.
I don't. Do we have a bong in the house somewhere? I think we do.
You don't have Kobe style.
Boingo, boingo, boingo.
All right. So here's a general question for all four of you guys.
Uh-oh. Get ready. Take a deep breath.
Exactly. What are the things? What's the music right now that just like makes you just wanna
go
when you're in your car? You're just blasting it on your iPod. What's playing on your iPod right now?
Like, who turns me on?
Or, no, not who turns you on, but what's playing your iPod that gets you going? Like fuck yeah.
Go, but you made that noise.
Yeah, that too. All right, fine.
All right, I'll throw it out
you're
there.
You're confusing
I'll throw it
me.
Out no, there, no, no, and no, everybody no, gives me no, shit no. for it. Everybody go, gives me
I'm
shit.
Ready.
But, no, the guy is just a beautiful songwriter. He has a horrible voice, but he's a beautiful songwriter, and I hate to say it, but it's my guilty pleasure, but I love Bright Eyes. I just do.
Oh, yeah, that's not
that
that's
guy
not
can write yeah. some music.
Bright Eyes.
Connor Oberst, man. That yeah, guy can write some music. It's like he is heartfelt.
I'm
good
talking
music.
More about the Peter Frampton you try to bust in the car.
Oh, are you serious? You do Peter Frampton?
No, not Peter Frampton. He gets mad because I'll throw on some like Neil Diamond or something.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Neil Diamond.
Or
Neil Diamond
I'll throw on some Billy Joel every now
yeah,
and then.
Yeah, come on.
The man can sing. The man can. The man
for
has talent.
For the longest time, who doesn't?
Come on, did you see who his wife was? Did you see who his wife was? Christine Brinkley was Billy Joel's wife.
Hey, look, my heart belongs to punk rock, but I love everything.
I agree. I mean, I listen to everything.
So, you know what? If I want to drive down the street and then listen to Michael Jackson, fuck you.
Do that.
What year
is
Michael Jackson, though?
Jermaine.
It's Michael Jackson in what year?
Stop calling me names,
okay,
Jermaine.
I'm sorry. Michael Jackson never put out anything bad.
Yes, he did.
He did. Or was it out?
I'm sorry. Anything after Thriller? I'm sorry. I'm not going to listen to it.
Black
and White?
Black and White?
Macaulay Culkin was in that. How was that bad?
I used to think that was a movie.
Bad thing Macaulay Culkin has ever done. Except for Michael Jackson.
That's the one cool thing Macaulay Culkin ever done in his life was being at Michael Jackson.
What I listen to? I like two bands right now.
All
right. And for me, like, Cobra Skulls are like totally rocked the shit out of me.
Okay.
They're from like Reno, fucking sick ass band. Like, what they sing about is just not just getting drunk and getting high. They have a little meaning to what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go wrong with Tiger Army. I love all four albums. If Nick 13 came to me in a concert, sang to me, I would make love to him.
Wow.
As long as I'm Big Spoon, though.
Would you be top? Would you be top or bottom?
I'm Big Spoon, bro.
Hello, bottom.
No. I'm always Big Spoon.
No, but he's an awesome voice, and he writes good music, you know? It, from Tiger Army 1 to Tiger Army 4, yeah, it's changed,
mm-hmm.
but he's not a bad writer. You know, right. Now he has his country album, too, so. All rounded, he has an awesome voice. Can't go
all right. What about you, La Bestia?
Well, I'm writing them down so I don't forget. Right now, what I've been listening to lately on my iPod is the UK subs, because I've been listening to them for years, and I cannot stop ever, ever in my life.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
UK subs. No, don't try to copy her now. You guys even went first, had first dibs on everybody. All
right? UK subs live forever in my heart, in my life, in my iPod, in my vinyl, like, and my CD.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I've also been listening to Juan Moneo El Torta. He's a flamenco artist. He's from Jerez de la Frontera, where I've performed and studied also. And, of course, long live the Plasmatics, because I just love Wendy O. Williams.
Thank you, everybody.
You know?
Wendy O. Williams, it was talented.
Excuse me.
He was a fucking genius.
Yeah, I know, huh? And then at last, La Tana. That's another flamenco artist. She's like this flamenco and jazzy artist. I mean, she's this gypsy who just... She knows how to sing her flamenco. It's very, very, very complex. So I'm studying her music.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
My turn.
Yes. My turn.
You know, basically, I'm into bands that have really good guitar sounds. Like, even like Social Distortion, that have, you know, it just has a really good guitar sound.
I would disagree with you, but
He does. He's on the guitars... Guitar Center.
I'll
sessions.
Agree with yeah, you. He is simple, exactly. But he is. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Social D's music.
Yeah.
No, like, that's
but, but, you know, also, like, I just saw Rage Against at the LA Live or
Rise Against?
Rise Against?
Rise Against?
LA Rising. Yeah. LA Rising.
LA Rising, whatever. Okay. Well, but they were. Tom Morello is a badass. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah, he is a talented guitarist.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm into, like, you know, Static X type of guitar sounds, real just aggressive and rowdy and that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's...
But, you know, I'm also into a lot of the different artists from around the world. It's just not, you know, I'm not just one genre. It's a multi-genre like everyone here.
You see, the reason why I asked you guys this is because...
I know where my mind is. I know. I
keep hearing from different people, well, that they just pigeonhole themselves into one genre, and that's just the way it is.
You can't do that.
You know, and it's... It's funny because, like, I found myself, you know, reading something, and they were posting about, you know, how this was, you know, how this type of genre is the only genre that exists. You know, it's the best of no matter what. And it's like, okay, wait a minute, you know.
There's your preference, but there's no best.
Yeah, there's...
You can't say there's, like, oh, this genre's the whole grill.
You know, because to me, if you don't open your mind to what's out there, you know, you're missing a lot.
You listen out. I mean, and that's the thing, is, like, when you're a child, like, when you're a young kid and you're into whatever genre you like, you hit it hard.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. That's your life.
Yeah.
And that's great. You know, you have your passion. But if you don't grow from that, I mean, what do you miss out on? I mean, I loved punk when I was 16, so I still love it.
It's oh, yeah, of course.
But, I mean, fuck yeah, I'll go rock some Gaga at night.
Yeah, why not?
You know, fuck, I'll rock Barry White and who else? Everybody, I'll just say,
I find myself, it's like, I go...
I like Barry White.
Yeah, my wife hates it, but...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Barry White. Your wife's wrong.
She says he sounds greasy.
Oh.
Big black man and all the women like.
Thanks
a lot. I'm gonna have that image in my head.
I can just picture. I can go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles after this and just listen to Barry White while eating that greasy air. No, you see, I grew up listening to punk. I mean, to me, my favorite band of all time, no matter what, can never do no wrong in my eyes, is Dead Kennedys, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the only reason why, and one of my biggest things was to hang out with him. I got that chance to one day, and it was, like, really awesome.
With Jello.
He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
And that nigger stole me $5. I'm sorry.
It happened.
I gave him right to the airport. I give you gas. All right.
Blast.
I fucking dropped him off, and he just said, bye, and walked away. Like,
he took advantage of it. He's he's not really going to...
I should have took his fucking...
He didn't ask.
I should have took his ID. I should have took his ID. He left his ID.
My presence is enough.
Yeah. He left his idea at a record store we were at Lovell's. In
I say you should have kept it.
And I gave back the idea, but in hindsight, I should have kept it.
You just sold that shit off
eBay, dude. eBay didn't exist when I was there.
So, Memento. You don't have a scrapbook.
The future.
I have Mementos from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's a license plate from Missouri.
Really?
But it's my Memento from San Francisco.
Awesome.
Because that's where, like, we went up, like, 10 years ago we played up there. Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing back then, but we went up there and had a good time. We're going to go back there, hopefully, in the next few months. San Francisco, Sacramento.
Oh, my God. I can hear the people behind us. They sound like, ah.
That's what I heard. I
swear to God. I think animals are fucking in store.
You're allowed to have a few goats in L.A. You just can't march more than 100 down.
Are you kidding me? I love birria.
Hell yeah.
That is awesome. You know what?
Taco stand number 8. It's right down the street.
No. The best place that has good birria is Cactus Taco in Hollywood.
Birreria Jalisco on 1st Street between Boyle and State in Boyle Heights.
Okay, that sounds like a challenge. I will try.
Birria challenge.
Let's have a birria challenge. You know,
we're gonna have a birria.
Have the handy whips. I gotta go with the lady on you, Dan.
Okay, when it comes
birria showdown.
When it comes to the Mexican meats, what is your favorite?
Lengua.
It's so soft.
It's delicious.
Carne
asada.
Carne asada.
Rudy.
Lengua and cabeza. That's my favorite.
Oh, you guys are missing out on the most important aspect of this world. Al pastor.
Ripa?
No, al pastor is good. It's not. If you get it right, though.
Yeah, exactly.
There's too much chance to get it wrong, or what?
Is yes.
It too greasy, man?
It's too greasy. No. It's never greasy. It just looks that way, but it's not greasy.
Like, you make lengua, you can't just mass produce lengua. You have to, like, love it.
Yeah, lengua is good, too. I've had some good lengua. I've had bad, you know, bad Oregon meats.
When I was a kid, I used to like eating tacos de sesos from Zamora Market.
Oh, hell yeah.
But then I changed my mind as I grew older.
On Western and Sunset, the tent city that goes up every Friday.
I'm talking
about
the one on Warren in Brooklyn. I'm sorry, Warren and Cesar Chavez. Excuse me.
Oh, man. Western and Sunset.
Hey, caller, you want to weigh in on this issue of the tacos?
The taco guy?
All right.
Who's
Hello,
this?
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah. turn your volume down on your computer so that way you don't get that.
Turn your volume down on your computer so we can hear you. Do it now.
Lower the volume. Rocio,
yes.
This is Carlos Ortez.
This is who?
Carlos Montes.
Carlos Ortez. Okay, Carlos Ortez, he's the owner of Un Solo Sol Kitchen.
Oh, watch out.
Yes, he's the one who... he's a naturopath. His food is delicious. He doesn't cook with lard. He believes in whole, fresh, nutritious food. And so when you go to Un Solo Sol Kitchen...
You sure not Mexican. I'm
thank
sorry.
You. Thank you.
That's only once a year for Christmas, all right? Okay, well,
wait
a minute. His food is good.
As you can tell, he loves lard and soju.
You'll love me then.
No, but when you go to Un Solo Sol Kitchen on August 23rd, Tuesday at 8 p.m. to watch A Vivir el Momento Flamenco across the Mariachi Plaza, you'll see that his food tastes just as good as when you cook it with lard, okay? Just as good, huh, Carlos?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. I'll try it.
And you will live forever.
Yes, you will.
Carlos, I'll try it, but that's a bold statement, my friend.
I dare you to come Manteca. August 23rd and try it.
Where is it at?
It's 1818 like East 1st Street between State and Boyle across the Mariachi Plaza.
That's the metro
station. All I want to know is, what's the point of cooking meat without lard?
Oh, believe me. It's going to be delicious.
But it's still me. I mean, it still has it in it. So
I'm sorry. If you haven't tried it, you can't say anything.
The only reason I say something is because my wife's a vegan.
Okay. Well, you know what? Right there at Un Solo Sol, they not only do they serve vegan food, but gluten-free food.
Oh, you serve vegan food?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to go. But I want fat in my food.
I just
want
to know. Okay. Anybody here had soy riso? That's not good.
It is. No, it's delicious. Okay, it's what did you? What did you, Carlos? No. What did you say, Carlos?
Eclectic, the menu.
Ah, okay.
All right, so you have vegan food, you say?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll definitely be in there now.
We have options for everybody, literally. But yes, we stress on healthy food.
Okay, Carlos, I am definitely going to try your food now.
And the good thing about the flamenco night is you can bring your own wine or your own alcoholic beverage if you choose.
Is there a cork fee?
Is there, yeah, the admission fee is $10, but his food is very reasonable rates. Like a plate costs about how much, Carlos? Like six?
I think the most expensive one is $8.50 right now.
Oh, that's affordable.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can taste like a foot. I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, but, my God, it's delicious.
All right.
You will not. You will not.
Just ignore the caveman in the corner right there.
What, Carlos? What did you say? I'm sorry, Carlos. What did you say?
We are also having the inauguration of the mural, the first year anniversary, this Sunday.
Ah, okay.
And, we're going to have some different performers also.
That's right.
Welcome.
So this is happening on Sunday when you're unveiling the first your mural for the first year anniversary, is what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys should definitely check it out. I mean, if you guys haven't explored anything past Little Tokyo, you need to. There, you're missing out on a lot of good things right there. Anywhere down from where Mariachi Plaza starts all the way down to Atlantic. Even Atlantic Station has some good
stuff. Exactly.
You know, you're missing out on L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're missing out these little niche things. Because it's small businesses like these that keep that keeps, you know, the love keeps going.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's mentioned your favorite place, Manny's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the area is in Arenas. Love it.
What?
The area, First Street. I mean, First Street on Boyle Heights is basically in a Renaissance period.
Ah, that's that's true.
A lot of, there is a lot of activities. I mean, and at the same time, I mean, as you know, it's a poor community, but it's a community that has developed a lot of art over the years.
Yeah, I grew up around that area, and I do remember it being like really, really blighted in that area. But you know, you are right. It is up and coming right now. It's in a Renaissance period, and you know what? And more power to it. That's so glad that opened, that Mariachi Plaza, because you have so many things opening up around there. You know, and you know, not only do you benefit, but the community benefits also, because you're getting great entertainment. You know. And you're getting local entertainment, which you don't really get nowadays. You got people fighting for, you know, you have to know somebody in order to play somewhere. You know, where here, right, this guy's giving you guys the chance, and I really commend you for that.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. So we're there. I mean, we are a business, but at the same time, we have a very social agenda.
Yes.
And one of them is a Vivir el Momento Flamenco, August 23rd. Okay? Across the street for the Mariachi Plaza. Do not forget, okay, make your reservations, 8 p.m., 323-269-8680.
Is there ample parking in that area? Or the other?
The parking is a little bit of a problem, but we have the metro.
Oh, Carlos, don't say that. Let me just tell you people where you can park. You can park on Pennsylvania Avenue. You can park on State Street. You can park on Boyle.
I'm going now.
Actually, you know what you can do? You can actually park in Atlantic Station and take the Gold Line right there.
Exactly. Or you can just take the Gold Line to the Mariachi Plaza, across the street, and there's Un Solo Sol Kitchen.
Yeah, there's free parking also if you're coming from the Pasadena area. There's free parking right there on just like at the end of the line. What is it?
Sierra Madre. Sierra Madre Station. If you're living in Cypress Park Station. There's a lot of free parking around there.
And you can also park on Pleasanton Street, especially off of Boyle.
Especially if you're bringing, if you're planning on drinking a lot of sangria or bringing your own wine, like you said.
The reason I'm saying this, Carlos, is because I was raised around there, and so I know where their free parking is. Oh, yeah. So.
You saved my life.
Good. You see?
You should hook her up on an extra plate.
What are you going to do without me, doggy? What do you do without me, huh? All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Carlos.
What's that place again? One more time.
Well, thank you very much for promoting the whole thing.
Thank you, man.
And, definitely, this is a community radio, is that what it is? I mean, over the internet?
This is just internet radio over the internet. Just a bunch of people talking about nonsensical things. But we have a point to say sometimes. And I'm really glad you called in.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Carlos. And that's August 19th is for the unveiling of the mural, and August 23rd for the flamenco.
August 14th is the unveiling of the mural, and August 23rd is a flamenco show.
Thank you for the correction.
Yes,
flamenco show is the 23rd.
Okay. All right. Well, you should go there. Un solo
sol kitchen. August 23rd, 8 p.m., 1818 East 1st Street, across the Mariachi Plaza Gold Metro Station. Don't miss it. 323-269-8680. Call now to make a reservation. Now. Okay,
we
actually...
If we don't make reservations, you can't go.
Huh?
If we don't make reservations, you can't go.
It gets full. You want to make sure you get a seat.
Exactly.
All right, then. And for you vegans out there, it's vegan friendly.
Yes, it is.
Can't go wrong with vegan friendly.
That's right. And if you go to our Facebook, Verbal Vomit, LA, I posted a link.
Yay.
For Un Solo Sol's Kitchen.
It's we're promoting you already, so there you go.
Okay, guys. Keep having fun.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Take good care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, thanks. Thanks, Carlos, for that transition. We're going to get into a block of songs. The first song is by my friend Les Stace, and this is her song, Hot Mess.
Oh, my God. I'm a mess. I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. I'm unimpressed. As you can clearly see, I'm not my best. I'm just destroyed. Don't you dare toy with my feelings. You can see I'm in distress. I ran my toes, I broke a heel. You can't pretend you know how it feels. Bring my martini, I'm feeling spent. I'm totally out of my element. I'm a mess.
Oh yeah. Back. Love this sexy music. So we started off this little set with I'm a Hot Mess by La Stace, followed by Supa Dupa by Canada's own Les Georges Leningrad.
Like
also, at rounding it out was Vicious Circle doing Police Brutality. You never heard of Vicious Circle? You should pick up the War Peace comp out there. It's 44 tracks of like hardcore punk that you're gonna love. Dead Kennedys is on it. UK Subs is on it.
No way.
Crass is on it. This is like an old punk. This is an old punk up from like the 80s.
Love, I see as a fan.
Freddie loves UK Subs.
You know,
you gotta hear the story. You gotta hear it.
Yeah,
I'm actually. It's actually not a good story. It's
okay, let's hear the story of the UK Subs.
Wow. Okay, does anybody know? Has anybody heard of a band called the Waywards from Baldwin Park?
No.
Okay. Anyways, the drummer from the Waywards was—he was our drummer, right?
Okay.
So we were supposed to play a show at the showcase with UK Subs. We're the band that was supposed to be on right before them.
Mm-hmm.
Our drummer never showed up.
What?
It just so happens a fill-in drummer from a band called 8 Bucks Experiment was on.
Uh huh.
Was there, and we asked, "Can we use your drums?" Now, if you know 8 Bucks Experiment and you saw that movie, SLC Punk.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you remember the house band that was playing that they got in the fight with?
Yeah.
That's 8 Bucks Experiment.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So we asked
good for
can
them.
Can we use your drums? And they said no.
Of course not.
And I said, well, we promised to take care of them. We'll pay you if we break anything. Can you please let them? And they said no.
We had a fill-in drummer. There was a fill-in drummer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So
we just needed the equipment.
We needed the equipment.
So they said no.
Oops.
So at the end, so we never got to play.
Uh-huh.
Because of that?
Because of that. So at the end of the show, we're sitting in the back behind the showcase. And if anyone's ever been to the showcase, you know, like a little parking lot. It was virtually empty minus the bands.
Yeah.
And a few drunks that were out there.
Yeah, because you had to park in the front because it was in a shopping center.
Yeah.
Next to like a Big Lots or
$0.99
store.
Yeah, $0.99 store.
So that band came out, 8 Bucks Experiment, and we're sitting there and we're kind of sulking, a little pissed, you know.
Of course.
And he came out and he gave us the finger. So, of course, I threw my bottle at him.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, all of a sudden, a big fight broke out. And unfortunately, I didn't know this at the time. And I feel bad because UK Subs is one of those bands that just always did it right. They're not my favorite band, but they don't have a single song I don't like. They're just a good band.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Charlie tried to break it up and he jumps on my friend's back. I didn't know this.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
And I owe Charlie. I never got the chance to do this until now. Charlie Harper, I'm sorry for kicking you so many times.
Oh,
I really am. And it was a bad situation.
You're about to get a fight with her right here.
It was a bad situation.
Oh my god!
It was a bad situation. It was a really bad situation. And
he can't even look you in the eye.
No, like, no, it was bad. But I had no idea who it was until after the whole situation broke up.
Who told you? And what did they say?
The bouncer actually told me when they were pulling me off of him, and I
he's
felt bad.
He's not that young. You
no,
know?
Well, it's dark back there. Right? I was like 20. I didn't know. And
ding,
it was hot
ding, nigga.
You gotta be careful.
Try him as an adult.
What if he has back problems?
It would be more like jaw problems.
You know, what I heard was that he wasn't gonna play anymore because he got beat up at back in the
showcase.
It was a really bad situation. I like him
anyway.
Bad.
It's okay.
No. I really love the UK Subs. I do. They are just a really great band, and I feel sorry that had to happen.
So right now we just lost fans or we gained fans?
No. This is
you'll find out your next show.
No, I love
so you
UK
might
Subs.
Keep your
they've never put out. I can honestly say they're one of the very few bands, even though they're not my favorite, they're one of the very few bands that's never put out a bad song. They just don't
you're right.
Have a bad
they are
song.
A good band. I like. They're one like, of my. Like, they're on my top 20.
Like Charlie Harper
sure.
just has this way.
I'm not gonna
of,
tell you what
of,
number, but they're on my top 20.
Having his melodies just work with those guitar riffs. He just does. And that guy, what, he's like fucking 325 years old? And
yes.
he sounds like he's 18, man. That guy has energy for days. And it's unfortunate to happen. It was nothing against UK Subs. It was nothing against Charlie. Mm-hmm. It was just
a misunderstanding.
It was one of those things that it was wrong place, wrong time. And when you know, your friends and you're fighting and you're stupid and you're aggressive and hormones are pumped through you, someone grabs your friend from behind – It was a victim of circumstance.
That's a lesson to
And anybody. Unfortunately, it was 100% my fault.
I started
the fight, and it ended in a horrible way. But in all fairness, I got some stitches, and everything I got, I deserved.
The thing is, though, if you try to break up a fight, you're probably going to get punched.
Yeah.
So if you're going to break up a fight, you better hope you know the guy that's getting beat up.
I saw them in Berkeley Square back in 95, 94. They were great.
I've seen them several times. And no,
everyone's a hippie in Berkeley.
I feel a little guilty about that whole situation. I never had a chance to apologize formally. So
I will say this about the UK. So my favorite song from them is Postcards from LA.
Oh, really? My favorite song is Limo Life.
Oh, man. My song is Motivator.
Damn.
Oh, I love that. I'm a sap for love songs.
Are we having a UK subs connection?
I think we are.
Let me cry.
It was funny because it was bad. Like, I almost stopped listening to English music because of Crass. When I first got into Crass, I was like, all right, that's
everybody
cool.
Everybody nods
you
yes.
Know, you know, Stations of the Crass was pretty good. And then, like, you know, Penis Envy was good. But then it just got really fucking crazy. I was just like,
it got kind of weird.
Yeah, it's got weird. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to listen to any more UK stuff. I mean, because the Subhumans just wasn't doing it for me anymore, too.
Yeah.
They were going on a weird tangent, too.
They came back,
thank God.
Crass, there was never anything good about Crass.
Did anybody go to that thing that he did?
Oh, when he was doing Strat for Mercenaries?
Libertine
did something at, God, what was that place on West 3rd Street, that venue?
Yeah, he was, is
Fenders?
No.
It was just recently. I think it was at the Bootleg Theater.
Okay.
It was Steve Ignorant as Crass. He was doing Crass songs. Just Steve Ignorant. Nobody else was Crass.
He did something in Pomona, Fox.
Yeah, the Fox Theater.
I've been out of the loop. Oh my God.
And I didn't go to that show. I like going to relive some old punk bands. Like when I saw Sin 34, I was like, mm-hmm. I've never seen them before. I might as well see them now. You know, I want to see them before she dies. Because you know, I have a few regrets. My biggest regret is never seeing Johnny Cash play.
I
had the opportunity to see him, and I never saw him, and then he passed on.
You had the opportunity, and you
to see who?
Passed it
Johnny Cash play.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, that's just silly. You can't hate Johnny Cash. But
no, I don't hate
Johnny.
Understand
if you don't love him.
No, I don't hate Johnny Cash. I love him. That's my biggest regret, is never seeing him play live.
He loves him, but he just never went.
Yeah. Like, I seen Jerry Lee Lewis play. I seen Chuck Berry play. I never seen Bo Diddley play, and he passed away. And that's he was like,
is
one
anyone
of my
going to the Fuck Yeah Fest?
Ben Religion's playing.
The Descendants are playing.
Last time I saw Descendants was about
the Dead Milkman.
14 years ago was with
I think I saw them in an old venue called Toe Jams years ago. Toe Jams, remember? Like it was by the Bay. Toe Jams venue. Does anybody remember Toe Jams venue?
I remember Hong Kong Cafe.
Yeah, the Hong Kong Cafe.
The Natural Fudge.
The Natural Fudge.
The Anti Club.
The Anti Club.
I hated the Anti Club because I used to.
Everyone hated it, but everyone went. Remember Bollocks?
I'm sorry.
South Central. I hope I don't get mugged.
You're called the Beast, right?
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
I used to have a mohawk.
I've never heard of you before.
I remember.
Media Blitz, the only thing I ever knew about Media Blitz was the old singer. I think his name was Tony, right?
That was the only
time I saw Media Blitz. And it was at, like, backyard parties in La Puente, La Nova Ronda, or like East LA.
Oh,
Joe
yeah.
Blitz. I missed that guy.
I wasn't in the band before then.
The Bullocks. I think I went to go see you guys play with, was it The Business or something you guys played with?
I don't remember who we played with, but I remember that venue.
This was like 15 years ago.
Like the owner was this English guy, right?
It was a big English.
No, you guys did amazing. Can you guys play again next week? I go, I think so. Let me ask.
It was an old liquor store that he converted into.
I have two Media Bitch recordings, but nothing with you.
Oh, well.
You need to find it.
I have one with her. I have one with her on it.
Well, you're missing out then. Yeah. Just kidding.
Favorite song is The Butcher of Brentwood.
When they said there was a female singer, I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, actually, some of the songs that that Media Blitz covered are actually the Undertaker songs.
Undertaker, I remember them.
Tony was in that band.
Yeah. With
Tracy Lee and all the Undertaker guys.
Yeah. Undertaker from East LA, right?
Oh yeah.
I played with Undertaker.
They're good.
Mr. T Bull.
They're good.
12 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
12 years ago.
Funny story about Club Bullets.
I didn't even play that night.
The one of the best shows that was ever there was a show with Let Me Scream and the Fixtures. I don't know if you guys were familiar.
MSNT's?
At Club Bullocks.
I thought you were talking about the.
Was
that the show we went to? Where probably. I stepped in shit.
Yeah, someone turded. On the floor.
There's bumps everywhere.
Yeah.
I stepped in shit, didn't know it, drug it in my mom's van because I was 14.
Uh huh.
The next day, my mom's like slapping my ass up in the morning. Wipe that shit out of my ass!
I would be more concerned why your mom didn't stand up there for you taking the car at 14 than slapping them. You drove.
I love the Fixtures, man. Those are one of those bands that were just so fucking awesome, but nobody really knew.
They were good, and you know what, the drummer?
Oh, Kevin?
Kevin,
he
sounds like
drummer.
Jello.
I will tell you.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
How come he didn't amazing. Get to sing for Kennedy?
I will tell you this about...
When they had the reunion, that didn't even make sense.
I will tell you this about Kevin from the Fixtures. He's a good guy. I have the pleasure of hanging out with him a couple times.
When I was in Media Blitz.
But he is a fucking... I think he's schizo because...
Thanks, sitting on blast.
No, one time we were having a good discussion. Because at Club Bullocks, that's when I played with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about something. And like maybe like two shows later, I said, hey, what's up? He's like, oh, he remembered me. And I started talking about what we were talking about last... when I saw him, he was like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? Are you fucking with me or no? But I think he was a little schizo, but he was a talented musician.
Oh, amazing job.
I think the best combo there was when it was him, Heidi, and I forgot which in the original guitar, one of the original guitarists.
Jason. I think it was Jason.
That was the best trio right there with
I was 15 years old. I became friends with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I first heard the Fixtures, and he's like, hey, Heidi can't go on tour with us to Europe. Would you like to go? And I'm like... Fuck yeah, I do. I went home to my mommy. Mommy, I want to go on tour with the Fixtures to Europe for a month. She's like, no.
How old were you?
15. She's like, you're in high school, it's during the school year, and you're 15. And that was the reason I graduated high school the year later. And nothing became
Congrats.
Bad. Wow.
No, well, I mean, I'm still a laborer.
Oh, okay.
Nothing became bad. But, I mean, that was the reason I wanted to be a musician, you know? And that was the reason, like, I had the opportunity and my mom fucked it up. I hope you're listening.
Thank you, Mom.
Mom, if you're listening, thank you for messing up your boy.
Yeah. He's really sorry. He's grown up and he's mature now.
All right, now.
Okay.
I've been there.
So, you guys... Infected in La Bista. Are you guys playing anytime soon? What's going on with you guys? What do you guys get
can
to?
Before we leave, can we? Yeah. Go. I know, because I'm really hungry. Sorry.
Quite all right.
I want some birria.
Have some
anyways. So we're playing, La Bestia is playing August 12th, Friday at Harold's Place, 1908 South Pacific in the city of San Pedro with the Bonbons, Secret Society, Black Sparrow Press. You can also check us out on labestia.us. Or on Facebook, I think it's facebook.com/LaBestia, something like that. Well, you can find us on Facebook, and you can also find us on MySpace, but go to LaBestia.us, that's more accurate. And that's about it, August 12th at Harold's Place in the city of San Pedro. We go on at 10, I think. 10 p.m. Don't miss it.
Nobody goes on at 10. They say 10. You guys are going to go on at 10:30.
Well, dude, come on, man.
I know.
That's what you have to say, 9:30, so they get there at 10.
We go on at 9:40.
Exactly. There you go. You see, that's 9:30. I'm going to tell you something right now. You have to say 2 hours early before. If it starts at 10, you better say 7 o'clock.
9:38 and 15 seconds, we go on.
There you go.
You gotta give them
PM.
Time every time.
Every time.
So I hope to see everyone this Friday at Harold's Place in San Pedro, La Bestia, August 12th. Don't freaking miss it, mother effers. All right?
Because if you miss this, you're missing out on a talented, talented band.
FCC approved.
And for the flamenco part, you can also go to rocioponce.com. Okay? Okay.
And do you have a Facebook page? You guys have Facebook pages?
We
should. For La Bestia and for you?
Yeah, for La Bestia, it's just facebook.com/LaBestia or La Bestia Music. And then for the flamenco portion is you can go to facebook.com/FlamencaMexicana. /FlamencaMexicana. And for La Bestia, /LaBestia.
La Bestia.
Or La Bestia Music. Something
I like your tranny voice. It's awesome.
Thank you. I actually went to CSB School of Broadcasting. So,
yeah.
But that was.
I did one semester at Mount St. Mount Sack for broadcasting, and Nothing became of it.
Yeah. Like where I'm at now. I can't remember a thing. It was a waste of money. Go ahead.
Did you do your like flamenco classes on Huntington Drive? Because I know there's a school right there. A girl I used to date was going to the school right there.
No, but I'm with an organization called, a nonprofit organization called Tierra Blanca, and we're going to be having kids' classes starting in September.
I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. and thank you for reminding me. Thank you. Yeah, it was absolutely it.
Thank you.
I tried to go.
No, because
that's why I go to La Luna Negra a lot.
Don't you offer class, like Pilates classes also?
I offer Pilates, flamenco, modern dance, hip-hop. And we just finished the summer camp program.
La Vista doing hip-hop. Awesome.
The art center?
At Tierra Blanca Art Center, exactly.
Okay.
You can find them on Facebook. And we just finished the summer camp program. And we're going to continue the program at, I believe, either Plaza de la Raza. But you can also go to tierrablancaartcenter.org and check out all the information there. And the founder of the organization, name is Blanca Soto. She's amazing. She's an actor. She's an activist. She's a dancer. She's a performer. She's an amazing person. And so she got this nonprofit organization together 10 years ago. And now she's brought me along and other artists to teach the classes like in dance, music, art. And so don't miss it. If you want your children to grow up to be smarter than you, then bring them to Tierra Blanca Art Center. Okay? You can find them on Facebook.
And if you don't, you're a horrible fucking parent.
I said it.
Well, thank you, La Vista, for coming in. Thank you, Rudy. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, Infected. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to get into this block of Infected songs. So you guys want to talk about the first song real quick before we get into it?
What's next?
Lodi pretty much was about just me and my drummer, actually our old drummer, this guy Mick. He was like a 45-year-old.
Hey, bro.
We like old drummers.
You can describe it after the block, but I just want to say it's a rocking tune. This is Verbal Vomit. There
you go. You said you want to describe it.
I know.
Make up your mind.
We're
like 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
There you go. It was written 14 years ago.
It's about those hard lives that are out there.
Written 14 years ago.
All right, Verbal Vomit. Let's get into it. We'll be right back.
That's why I do everything drunk.
Jesus is my friend. Jesus is your friend, Katie?
By Sunseed.
Yes, by Sunseed.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Oh, you suck. Oh, cute.
So what's happening? You guys are fighting over the last beer. You guys can share. You guys are brothers.
That's great.
He's not heavy. He's my brother.
He's quoting 60 songs.
And listen to the song, too. Jesus is your friend, man.
I'm consolidating my swill.
There you go. Do it.
Make it seem like it's more.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, so that was good. LaBista showed up. That was awesome. I'm glad they came in.
Man, that girl is pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, she's hot as hell. Did you see her online?
You should.
Her video? You have to see her live show.
I'm trying to watch it, but my phone sucks.
First of all, I'm engaged. Don't try to get me in trouble.
No.
I just said she was pretty. I'm not talking about stalking her.
No. I'm saying you should know.
Your wife's going to be home with the pin roller. No. What is that thing called? Rolling pin?
The rolling pin right there.
Will you pin, Freddy?
No, seriously. You should really check out this band because she, like, not a lot of people, like, are animated in shows. Usually you get people who just stand there. Nah, man, she puts the whole fucking, she puts everything into
she
it.
She has a lot of energy.
She uses a lot of energy.
Even just sitting here and being chill, she oozes personality and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's kind of rare about actually female singers, and I think it's always the difference between who's going to be big and who's going to be small time. It's sex appeal. And, oh, yeah. And for somebody who's like a little older, she still has it. She has like her youth.
You a can little see bit older. Mm-hmm. She looks better than you.
I know she does. Mm-hmm. No, that's older. What I'm saying. She like, just has that personality and mm-hmm. the exuberance, you know? She's a package.
All right, so these songs we just did. We did what?
Lodi?
I Hate Your Face.
What is Lodi about?
Lodi.
Fuck the household.
No. That was
I Hate Your Face?
No. Lodi, me and my drummer, we're sitting in the garage, and I got drunk, and he's like, if you keep drinking, you're going to end up where I am. So we just wrote lyrics to, you know, starting off young, just getting wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know, man, I mean, still see it, you know? It's if that's where your life is going, that's what takes it. That's where you kind
of
end up.
I know a couple of people who are Lodis.
Yeah, oh, that's what a Lodi is?
Once you can end up, yeah, people get stoned and drunk.
I've seen some Lodis.
31 years old, living at my
I have
house.
Some Lodi friends.
Yeah.
With your wife and your kid.
I know some people who have it on their own, and that's all they do is Lodi all day. They just work and then whatever they get.
Alcohol is the worst drug out there, man. I mean, there's heroin, there's fucking crack, there's coke, there's this shit. But honestly,
how dare you talk about
it? I'm sorry. I love being drunk. Being drunk is my favorite thing in the world.
He's drunk right now, people.
Probably.
No, but honestly, when it really comes down to it, alcohol is...
You can tell because he's preachy.
You see, that used to be me. I used to have that mentality. Now, I enjoy getting buzzed, but I enjoy more of the taste of what I'm drinking.
Ah,
you know? I agree. I'm
a whiskey guy.
That tastes like shit.
You know, please, for the love of God, don't say what I think you're going to say. I hope you're
Jameson? Wrong.
What's your favorite whiskey?
My favorite absolute whiskey will be a Scotch whiskey, and it's Oban, 24 a year, about $200 a bottle.
Awesome.
All right, now, if you're going to go for cheap shit, what do I like? Kessler.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
If you're going to say Jack Daniels,
yeah.
I piss on you $20 for a bottle.
No. There you go. Yeah, that's overrated whiskey right
Dave,
there.
Dave, I'll just show you how much I love whiskey. I got this shitty tattoo for it.
And it says
it's whiskey.
It says whiskey?
Yeah, you can't really tell. It looks like his key.
It has whiskey on it.
It looks like his key.
His key.
Oh, so you were in love
with it. He does love whiskey. Oh. What do the strike marks mean?
I don't know.
However many whiskeys you like?
I guess. I have no idea. It was a bad
test. See, I'm a tequila man myself.
That's my number two.
I saw him tequila. Dude, I'll take my belt off and hit you with a buckle.
Nah, I don't. I don't get like violent when I get drunk.
Give me a tequila and this is a bad. You know, bad day.
You know, I enjoy
it. It's a good.
Yeah,
it's a good drink.
I don't drink.
What's
Cuervo.
What's your tequila choice?
My tequila choice right now would have to be. It would have to be Casadores.
Oh my God,
I love Casadores. But there's another one that my dad brings from Mexico. Don't know what it's called, but it,
describe the bottle.
What does it look like?
It looks like a Casadores bottle, except
it's square.
It's a round bottle. It's the logo is like, you know, they have that deer logo. Instead of a deer, they use Jack a goat. They use a goat head as their logo, and it's a pretty good tequila. It's a pretty good tasting one.
You know what makes a good tequila for a cheap tequila? Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
They're wannabe Patron.
They're wannabe Patron, huh?
Fuck some shit up.
All right, first of all, Patron is never going to be a good tequila. I'm sorry.
If you can
drink it and it tastes like water, that's not tequila. Tequila should taste like tequila.
What's your favorite tequila then?
Yes, tequila should taste like tequila. Cordalejo is good. I like Cordalejo for a reasonably priced tequila.
Uh-huh.
That is very good.
I'm sorry.
Casadores is pretty decent. My friend just bought me for my birthday a couple weeks ago a bottle of Añejo.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic tequila. I mean, it's good for reasonably priced. Now, if you want a really good tequila, I gotta say it, and I hate saying it, but it is Jose Cuervo, the Reserva, the family reserve.
Uh huh.
And granted, it's like $200 a bottle again, but
you know what?
I used to work at this tequila bar in Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was a good freaking tequila. It's black as midnight. It looks like Guinness when you pour it into the shot glass.
Oh wow! So good. You're like the mezcal kind of guy.
Mezcal tastes different. It tastes like what's that stuff they put in your what's that local anesthetic the dentist put in your mouth?
Novocaine.
That's what it tastes like. Novocaine to me.
What tastes like Novocaine?
Mezcal. When you get that, what's that? Rojo. What's that Rojo stuff?
Gusano Rojo.
Yeah, it tastes like Novocaine to me.
Okay. It's like numbing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it has that like weird acid bitter taste to it. It's like when you get a shot from the dentist.
Oh.
But tequila, Guadalejo, you can't really go wrong with that. That's pretty reasonably priced, and that is tequila you can taste.
Okay, well, all right, whatever. Fine. You like that. That's great. You're a true tequila drinker. I like drinking tequila that's not so crazy, you know. Like I like a good silver. And,
if it hits
you
too hard, man, I'm gonna puke. I don't care what it is.
But I do enjoy. I like to drink to drink. I don't like to drink to get all drunk like
There's
I used
no
to.
There's no point in drinking if you're not gonna get drunk. I don't know.
Well, you're gonna get drunk. No, but it just depends how drunk you want to get. Like I like to get a little tipsy. You know, so I can
no,
like.
I want to get drunk.
No, you gotta.
I'm with Gabe. That's why I stopped drinking. Because if I'm gonna drink, I want to get drunk, and I didn't want to keep getting drunk.
No, you.
There's no point.
And it's Friday. I have to beat my wife to it, and if I don't, I just can't drink.
You have to beat your wife to it.
Yeah, what? She can beat she will get drunk before I even fucking blink. She's lightweight.
You got to act accordingly. Depending on social structures. I'm not going to go to the president's ball and get blitzed.
Yeah,
that's the best.
Not that I would ever go to the president's ball.
But he's like Homer.
Homer. That's how you know they're brothers.
I hate going to a show sober. I hate going to a concert being sober.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I did on Sunday. I saw The Adolescents.
Really?
And I was so...
Oh, how was that show?
I don't want to talk... I like them. Steve Soto.
Like, you can be honest. Who cares?
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, you know, who gives a shit?
No, I liked it. It's just... I was sober, so I was angry. Because I had to go to work at 5 in the morning.
You see, to be honest with you, I've never seen...
I didn't like the fact that they played all their new shit. I don't watch Adolescents to play their new album. I watched Adolescents to play their old shit.
Well, then you're not
with
really
the blue album.
But again, I didn't have to pay, so I guess I can't.
Yeah, because it was at the sidebar, wasn't it?
It was at the sidebar, so it was free.
What's your favorite album? The blue album.
Mm-hmm.
I like their early stuff, and that's pretty much it.
For me, the new shit.
Like Rudy was mentioning to me, Social Distortion, and I guess you guys like them too.
I like Social Distortion personally. I don't like Mike Ness.
Personally, with me, I just don't like the whole band. Period. To me, they just should have gave up after Mommy's Little Monster.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll?
No.
Fucking awesome album, dude.
I gave them a chance, you know, and I was really... And I had their albums. I bought them. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I bought their albums. I thought they were like... You know, they're pretty good. But as I got older, it was like... They just started losing that appeal to me. It's just like, I don't want to, you know...
They're hit or miss. They're very rudimentary as far as music goes. But what's good is really good.
Yeah,
you can have simplicity and have it to be beautiful.
It's like the same can be said with me. Like with me, I like Bad Religion. Not a lot of people like them. A lot of people hate Bad Religion. You know,
it's like what era are you talking about? Bad Religion. Though?
I'm talking about Bad Religion up until. I am going to say they should have gave it up after their first comeback album after they gave up, they were tossed by
they have 15 albums, dude.
Yeah.
15 albums.
The Great Race was good. They should have stopped there.
Fiction or...
Yeah. That's the one with
That's the one with that infected.
Stranger Fiction. The Great Race was after that. After that was another album. I forgot. But then the other one, which was Process of Belief. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. I was like, all right, they should. That's cool. It's a good album, whatever. But their stuff on Atlantic wasn't so great. But their early stuff from the early 80s, I love it.
85?
Okay, that's great. They're into the. Have you heard their album Into the Known?
No.
That is the worst fucking album out there.
That's what it comes down to.
Oh, is that the one with all the space age
stuff? Yeah, that's with all the space age.
That was technically their second album.
That was their second album.
That came out in like 80?
Because the first thing was Into the Unknown. How Could Hell Be Any Worse was the first one, I believe.
That was weird, like, experimental rock, though.
Yeah, because not all the members were in that band.
Yeah, that was one of those things. It's like, well, Bad Religion, you know, for the most part, they've been fairly consistent. Obviously, they've gotten softer.
But you know, when you're looking at a band, you got to look at time period. You got to look at how band members matured, but that being said,
that
their life.
Okay, that being said, about Religion, then you look at a guy like Keith Morris.
That was your like favorite band.
Like Keith Morris did the Circle Jerks, great fucking band. Have you heard? Have you seen this stuff now in Off?
Uh-uh. Dude,
heard of it. Fucking, you should listen to Off. Off, that shit will fucking. He makes Circle Jerks look like a bunch of fucking pansies.
It's going to change your life?
It's not going to change your life, but you're going to be like, fucking this. For Keith Morris being as old as he is and fucking spitting out the lyrics he does and spitting out the music that they're playing. It features one of the members from Red Cross. I think it was one of the members from Red Cross, one of the members from Rockin' from the Crypt, and I forgot the other band. But it's another well-known punk band from the 80s. Listen to Off, and you'll be like, God damn, this dude, like, you'll be like, this guy's old as shit, and he's fucking putting it out there still. You know, that's Keith
funny.
Morris.
That's funny. Me and our guitarist, we just got into this whole, like, Circle Jerks discussion. And I was like, you know what? That's one of the bands that only gets credit for Group Sex and, what was the other album? Wild in the Streets?
Oh, Wild in the Streets,
but
yeah.
But every album they put out was consistent and good.
Yeah, it was so good. I loved fucking it. Six?
Oh, my God. I love that
album. Fucking, that's like one of their,
their CCR cover of.
There's some songs in some of their albums that are kind of like. All right, you know, whatever, you know. Hey, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, it was probably Rush, dude. But there's some like you Casualty Vampire. Fucking,
my
that's
man a strong.
The cover
things,
of the
man.
Plugs, I and I, dude. The first time I heard I and I was back in was I seen them play at it was in TJ, I believe. That was in TJ. And it was in 92, and they did a cover of the Plugs, I, and I heard it. I was like, wow. And then I heard the original version, and then I heard their version of it. I was like, fucking, oh, that's awesome, you know? Because I was into the Circle Jerks at first just for the Group Sex, Wild in the Streets. And then there was, like, I don't know what the album was, I was afterwards, but then that one.
Yeah,
but,
those are, like, the icon albums. Jerks. But, man, I mean, even they put out has been really
even the Even the last one that they put out, the Oddities one. With the featuring that song with Debbie Gibson was pretty fucking good. That's a good album.
Deborah Gibson, they're trying to kind of
going back to Adolescence. About 10 years ago, we played with them. They first started getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was at the Galaxy. I'm gonna say no. What was the other place? Any some venue in yeah, I think it was the Galaxy in Orange County.
Uh-huh.
If you like the Adolescence, and God bless them, I love them, but you're better off seeing DI. They cover all the songs. And they just do it better. They just do it.
You know, fucking Casey Rivers. The Casey Rivers is a good front man.
I want to see D.I.
D.I. No, we played with D.I. several times. We played with Adolescence once. And
do you know how many bands D.I. came out of D.I.?
No, out of Adolescence or out of D.I.? You mean out of Adolescence?
Yeah,
out
of Adolescence.
Well, you know, Rick Agnew. Actually, I have to think he's a frontman. That guy was in Christian Death.
Christian Death.
I mean, he really
did everything. Though.
That guy was.
He's still playing to this day.
That guy developed a very specific sound that no matter what band he's in, I know this is.
If
Rick
it wasn't
Agnew
for Rick
playing.
Agnew, you wouldn't have Christian Death. You wouldn't have 45 Grave.
And you know what? His sound is very defined. No matter what band he plays, it's the same sound.
His All By Myself album, dude, was literally all by himself.
I didn't really like that album. My best friend and I always make fun of that album, all by myself.
Oh, are you kidding? D.I. covers like six of those songs and they're freaking awesome.
I like Casey Rohr as a front man better than a drummer.
Uh-huh.
I like D.I. better than I like Adolescence.
Yeah.
And I like Adolescence.
I'm going to tell you this about D.I. The one time I seen them play was at La Nueva Ronda.
That was the
I
last
saw them
show
in Chicago.
That was the last show in La Nueva Ronda with
yeah.
I smoked them out one time
and Das Clown, I believe.
Oh my God, Das Clown! Okay, Kickback Exotoxin. You know,
they're still playing. I think they're still playing. But
the tattoo,
freaking Schlep Rock.
On my arm. For my high school quote was DWYBO.
I always thought they were a good Kitsch band because I love the way he dressed up like a clown and I love their songs. They're fucking,
you know,
they're great.
A bass player.
You know?
Das Clown, when I was, 16 years old or something, we went to see Voodoo Glow Skulls at San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Voodoo Glow Skulls is a nightly
Riverside
band.
No, it was the San Bernardino Auditorium.
Orange Show.
No, it wasn't the Orange Show. It was the San Bernardino Auditorium and the bleachers were actually concrete bleachers. There was no seat structure. It was just concrete bleachers and then a big open floor. And I had no idea who Das Clown was. I was probably like 16. This is back in like 95, I think, or something like that. And this was the first and only time I went to a show and I was like afraid for my life. There was like 800-900 people there. and it was violent as hell. That guy, I literally tried to model myself as a singer after DOS Clown.
Really?
That guy just brought the pain, and I loved it, man. I loved it. I was genuinely scared.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you're, there was a, the fuck was the name of that comp that they put out on, and it was a label that was started out in the South Bay, too.
South Bay?
Oh, no. It's the cat, not the cat. It was the one Sublime was on, right?
No, it wasn't that Sublime was on. They were on a, fuck, I wish I could remember the name of that. Of that comp, I think it was called Too Young something or other. But it featured two punks, and their eyes were like blanked out, and it was on this record cover. They had Das Clown. Oops, they had Das Clown.
Oh,
Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Hoboken something, and then they
had Hoboken that, Apocalypse.
I had that. I got that at a show, and there was like there's bones all over the CD.
Yeah, Too Much, Too Young, or some shit like that. I forgot what it was called, but it's a fucking great comp. And
no,
it was,
that one was good.
And that's a label that I think
had Drain Bramage on it.
Yeah, Drain Bramage.
Little glass cover of Reagan Youth.
Yeah, it's a pretty good comp. I mean, there was a lot. It's funny because there's so much music out here. It's like you get lost in it. And there's bands that I talk about you probably don't know of, and there's bands you talk about that I don't know of, you know. And
I know what compilation you're talking about.
Yeah, but
I have that one.
I still have it. I love that compilation. When I first bought it, I was like, oh, wow, because like, I got into Das Clown by accident. You know, I went to a Litmus Green show, and they were playing. I was just like, oh, shit, this fucking guy's weird. And I just never talked to them, but I always bought their stuff. I was like, I thought they were a good band, because any man who can go out there in suspenders, note, and wife beater, put on a clown nose and put on a clown face. It's fucking aces in my book, dude. That's all show right there, man. I saw
With Fear, Showcase Theater 10 years ago. Fucking tore it up, dude. Blew Fear out of the water.
They had a big
following. Did you guys ever go to that Black Flag that Black Flag reunion show you? Back at the Palladium?
No.
Oh, you guys missed that. It was dubbed the first 4 years. Because Greg Ginn had that wild idea of bringing it back.
Was Chavo in it?
And it was it was supposed to be Chavo, Keith Morris,
Des Canita. It was bait and switch.
It was all about that. So my friends and I, we went to a show. We got there. They did Mike V from the Rats was doing. They did the whole Damaged album. That's all they did. And after that, they did some old stuff with Dez, and that was it. There was no Chavo. There was no Keith Morris. Awesome. Like, if you're going to dub it the first 4 years.
Was the show good?
No, it wasn't. My friends and I, we left after Mike V played. We was like, fuck this shit.
I tried to go see the Misfits. I thought it was the Misfits.
The Misfits, Dead Kennedys.
It said Misfits. So I'm like, fuck
it, yeah.
Sex Pistols. It was Balzac, D.I., the Dam played. So it was, thank God they played.
The Dam's a good band.
It's not reunion.
And so we show up, and it's fucking Doyle. It's fucking Dez.
It's a facade.
And fucking one of the Ramones. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I looked at the flyer and said, in littlest print, Project 1950.
I'm like, well, wait. Technically, in fact, it was the same way.
We're not the Misfits. I'm sorry, though.
You guys don't sound nothing like the Misfits.
We're not as big.
You guys are the Misfits. You guys have more testosterone. If the Misfits had more testosterone.
Testicular veracity.
And Glenn Danzig was a little taller. You guys, that's what impacted it.
How did you say testicular veracity?
Oh, testicular fortitude.
Vigor. Vigor.
More testicular fortitude.
Look, if I had a good voice.
Maybe. We lost the voice for a good front man. You know,
who was singing for you guys before?
Trevor, the heroin addict. I love you, and I doubt you're even listening to this.
Well,
if you are, please call me, dude.
I want my half stack back.
I got it back.
We started off at 14 years ago. I mean, dude, like all the punks now are fucking 20, 21. We've been around since I was 15.
We're old.
So,
yeah.
Is that what your bottom line? Is that what you're
hoping? No, but you're bringing up a good point.
I'll just bring it out there.
We went from member to member to member. We formed the band. And we're still writing music. And I think we're probably better than ever. We got my brother up front. I'm on bass. We got a badass guitar players. And we have an awesome drummer. And we're going to go out there. We're going to fuck some shit up.
Now, that being said, so... So since you guys have been into the backyard punk, you guys are what? Would you guys mainly hang at the backyard punk scene or more shows?
Back in the day, we were backyard punk.
And nowadays?
Nowadays, we're rocking Pomona. We're trying to get out to LA.
Are you guys doing backyards or are you guys doing more shows, like more venues?
That's not true. He was out of the band for a long time. Gabe quit the band after 2 years. In 2000 around, he quit the band.
Uh-huh.
I've been in it since pretty much day one, or probably day 20.
OG member.
We played clubs, we played backyards. And no matter where we went, everybody loved us. We were getting hit up from like Peru to Japan. And they loved us. We just could never afford to go out there, you know?
Did you guys ever get on compilations?
We got on two compilations, and to this day, I never got a copy of them. Never found out. This guy who used to—I don't know if you remember this place called the Shack.
No, I don't.
It was Orange County, right off the 91.
This guy,
Orange County, I never went there.
Yeah, it was like a white power venue. This guy, he robbed us. Mm-hmm. But the second deal was. He took our first recording,
uh-huh.
And he was like, I'm going to put it out, I'm going to do this, record a few songs for us. So he recorded probably about 8 songs for him, on top of what we already previously recorded, and he's going to put it out. Never got the recording. I found it at Doctor Strange Record, as mm-hmm. a sale of the offshoot stuff that they have. I had to go down there and pretty much just threaten the hell out of him just to get any kind of compensation for it. I didn't know about lawyers or anything like that, so mm-hmm. like... We had this really solid following, this really good recording deal. We had a lot of shit out there, and then eventually it came down to we still love playing backyard parties. I'm sorry, that was the original question, right? Were we backyard?
Yeah,
backyard versus club.
Yeah,
and no matter what, we always loved it. There were some people in La Puente, Lenny. I don't know if you remember him.
Hi, my friend Lenny.
We played at his house a lot. A lot of Baldwin Park people stopped really liking us, for whatever reason. But we played La Puente a lot back. But you know what? You kind of graduate from that, you know?
Yeah.
And as much as and to this day we'll still play a backyard party. As long as we get the slot we want, we'll play. As long as we can play first, we'll play.
Don't you? I'm sorry, but I think it's more of a hassle to have to play a backyard party because you gotta load your shit in. You gotta set up.
It's not about
that.
Okay, here's the thing.
Wait.
Sorry. Thank you, Kitty. I have to agree with you. I don't care if we play in an alley for two people, in our garage for three people, or we play a sold out Coliseum. If somebody goes and loves us and likes what we're doing, I'll do it. He's a little different on it. He still likes the same shit, but he's a little different. I've always been. Where we can play, and if it's me and one other person just bashing our faces in with our own heads, you know, just mm-hmm. dancing, having a good time, I don't care where we play. So it could be a backyard, or it can be a bar with six people,
it's different though. It's not the same as it was 10 years.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because we're not playing shows to all ages. We're playing bar shows to people our age that are sitting.
That's not the question. You came down a little late.
I did come out with pink. Sorry. What was the question?
No. What the point I was making was. I understand where you're coming from. See, with me doing the backyard.
I love backyards. That's the most raw energy.
For me, the hassle of it is because I get set up and I'm ready to go.
He's lazier.
And then the fucking cops come and break it up.
Well, that's what I said.
You know, that's first.
I think you just said. You're okay.
And, you know, and that was my thing. Everybody would like, oh, can you play first? I didn't really care if I played first.
But back in the day, it's different. The last band was like the best band, but now it's like backwards because it's getting.
Backyard party, play first.
That's the best band now.
What is this, bizarre punk world now?
It is because the cops come and break it up, so it's not a guaranteed, and it's kind of like.
I can't remember how many bands.
The later it is in the bill, you might not even play.
Yeah, I can't remember how many bands that we had to. Almost literally fight with to play first. And the thing is, we had a really good following at a time. We would play the showcase about once a month, and there was times where big bands were opening up for us.
Mm-hmm.
We had Angry Samoans open up for us. We had like Agent Orange opening up for us. Vanilla Muffins. I mean, from the UK.
They played before us.
And it would be empty when we play. It would be packed. We would sell out the showcase like crazy, and we loved it, you know. And then the next day, we played a backyard in Baldwin Park, and it would be packed. We demanded we play first because that's the only way we're going to get on. And I thought we kind of deserved it, and there was a little arrogance back then, and there still kind of is. Now I think we got
to
put
it in. And it's funny because, like, going back to your point about how it was different 10 years ago, because when I was doing backyard parties, it was all about playing, you know. I didn't want to play last. I wanted to play in the middle.
Second to last.
I wanted to play third. You know, third was third to me was a safe spot. No, no, fuck that. It was 10:30 for me. 10:30, and that was it.
Wait a minute. We can all attest to this. Now the hood, I mean, you're talking about like La Puente, Bassett, Baldwin Park, to clean up their shit. So now you can't get away with what you used to get to.
You know, no, that's not true. You know, that's not true. I was at my parents' house this past weekend, and there was a fucking backyard going on two blocks away from us. Thinking, fuck, they're still going on. But I swear to God, by 11:30, it was shut down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, they start
remember,
early now.
You know, you remember going to the hood? You remember going to like Happy Homes?
Yes, and like the hood.
And yeah, you're talking about the hood. You're talking drive-bys
millions
every night.
Millions of people.
And it would go on till 2 in the morning.
Like,
you used to go to Baldwin Park, it would go on till 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Even then, Belinda before.
But then it started cleaning up.
Oh,
you know,
then the cops started coming around.
The time's different. You know, all the punks from 10 years ago, they're 28
was around.
You know, fucking 30s, 40s, 50s, you know? We're going to go, you know, we're playing shows with bands like the Vibrators. We're playing with Dark Eclectic Youth, Circle One, they're at bars, and it's mellow. You know what I mean? We're older.
To me, that's one advantage about playing a bar or like at least a venue, because you know what? Because it's like it's an environment where you can just put your shit there. You don't have to worry about it until you go on. You got to set time, and it's just the way it is. You can go out to the bar, enjoy yourself, go do some blow in the parking lot, smoke some weed in the back. Come back, you're ready to fucking rock and roll. Let's do this shit, play. Put your shit to the side. Eat the pizza that they provided for you. we used to play shows. My friend who would do shows, he used to do this show called the iBooking. And he'd get bands at this place called The Scene. It was really hot back then.
I remember
and
The Scene.
We'd go there. We'd play. Like he would book us. We'd be like the second band. We didn't fucking care. Whatever, you know. We'd play and there'd be like a big, huge-ass pizza for every band there. That shit would start out full by the end of the night, and there was nothing left because like the bands that were there were playing. You know, you see, it's you know, my taste in music is like really really changed over the years. You know, I used to be it's all about, you know, I used to be all about like, you know, like backyard. I just love it, but then like I just got a distaste because certain people fucking ruined it for me, and it's just, you know, I'm sorry, but it's just the way it's gonna be because of a few people that ruined it for me. I can't enjoy a backyard. Well, to be honest with you, I can't enjoy a party in the SGB.
Well, no, let's be honest. That one song. Okay, what was that one song you played, right? No Place Like Home.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the things I was trying to get through, and maybe I didn't do it effectively, you know, but the SGV was one of those places you have this strange dichotomy of, like, suburbia and the slums. You really do.
Yeah,
there's places like the Happy Homes where you're talking about 15 families in one two-bedroom house, you know? Mm-hmm. You're talking about kids who are scared to walk to school because they're going to get shot and killed. A friend of mine, George, when he was 14, I was like 12 or something, shot and killed. He wasn't a gang member, just shot and killed. A lot of my friends were Unity.
Yeah.
And some of them are in jail now. A lot of them, you know, dead. Gonzo, one of the promoters, I know. That nigga almost got killed, you know? I mean, in my life, you know, stabbed two different times, you know, just going to shows. There was an element of danger, a part of it. And the SGV, compared to like Orange County or compared to San Fernando Valley, compared to West LA, there was an element of danger. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I loved it, you know? As much as I despised it, I equally loved it. I kind of cherished it.
I did, too, up until it came to me. And it was just like, I was involved in something that I had nothing to do with. It was like not even beyond
SGV drama.
It was not even in my control. It just happened. It was a band thing. I was chilling at a bar. A few people came up to me and started telling me, my friend got beat up because of your band member. The fuck do I know? I don't know. You know, this dude's out in the parking lot. I'm in the bar with my old lady fucking drinking a beer. And why are you giving me shit for? They're threatening my life. It's like, what the fuck? And then ever since then, every time we would, and then there was a few people who I hung out with. who were into that shit, and they were all this, all they were all about the violence. It was just like, you know what? It was fun. It was fun to play in, but now I'm a little bit older. Like, I gotta just I gotta grow up a little bit.
I agree with you, and
you know, and they're still doing it. And it's like, you know what? You guys want to do that? Hey, fine. So what did they do? They hated on me, and they fucking made my life horrible for a little bit. It was just like, whatever.
I have to agree with you, and that's one of the things I learned about, you know, life is when I started Infected, I didn't care about politics. I didn't care about I cared about nothing other than just hyperviolence. I was like that G.G. Allen ethos, you know, drink, fight, and fuck. That was it, you know, and that's all I care about. I'm not a deep person. I'm as shallow as a pool of spit, you know, and that's what I cared about. And at the time, that's what I cared about. And, you know, yeah, my mind goes to the human rights thing, but whatever. And it was all about, like, this hyper-violence thing. And I kind of embraced it, even though, like, I knew it was despicable. I knew in my heart it was despicable.
Uh-huh.
And I could never, like, really come to terms with it, you know? I knew there was something wrong with it, but I still embraced it.
Yeah.
And the SGV is one of those communities, especially in punk rock, you know, nationwide, pretty much worldwide. SGV, of all the places I've ever been, seems to be totally about hyper-violence, especially 10 years ago. And it was hyper-violent. You couldn't go to a show without getting shot. And we embraced it.
It's funny because, like, the bands back then were – well, the bands that I played with, you know, every band has a core set of bands they play with, you know, when they're starting out because, you know,
they help each other out.
It was funny because the band I was in, my lyrics were all about politics and fucking fuck the government, fuck this shit, and we did it with the Dead Kennedys twist. The band that helped our friends, they were a ska punk band, but they were played by, I don't know if you remember, played by Numbers. Mm-hmm. And another band we played with where they were all about fucking, you know, crust. You know, and that's just it. But when we would play backyard shows, we saw who was there. You know, you saw that eclectic mix of people because you got everybody from the high school going there. You know, and everybody's like into everything back then, and they're just going because it's somewhere to be and it's somewhere to do, and you can drink. You know, and there's music to be provided. The ones that want to be there are gonna be the ones in the pit. And that's the one thing that would be like an orgasmic experience. Seeing a band when I'm playing a punk show and there's a pit going on to my songs, that give me like a big old hard on.
Oh, especially in the backyard where there's 300 people there and 250 of them are freaking slamming.
Yeah.
Oh, the backyard shows used to be a lot better, but
I used to come home with
give and take with the violence and with the meatheadedness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the political message of most of the punk scene, you know.
And it was very I say it.
It was a bad juxtapose.
Not ironic, but like.
No, it was a juxtapose.
Juxtapose. Wow. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
The thing about those backyards is that was 10 years ago. The time has changed. Punk has changed. We're still here. And I'm not talking about our band. I'm talking about punk.
Yeah.
We're still here, but it's not as raw as it used to be 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
30
years ago. Fuck, that'll go 30 years ago. You know what I mean? It's we got new crops. They don't know. I mean, some of them do. They're still stuck in their... I don't know what the fuck to say about them. I met them. I know them. They got some shit fucking crap to listen to. But nowadays, it's older guys that are still keeping alive. And it's not the same. We don't have that raw power of being 16 and just not giving a fuck.
No, I'm sorry. You're a faggot, dude. you're just out of touch with kids, dude. So am I. We're out of touch with kids, and
to be honest, I don't know.
See kids all the time, and they're like, you know, they still know the older bands and stuff, mm-hmm. but we can't relate to them anymore.
There's like a big age difference. I have an arrogance
to me when I'm like, what the hell do you know? You know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's still at backyards. It's like there's like the zillion kids, and then this little group of, you know, or there'll be like all old school people, like our age, and then there's like a little bit of like younger folks.
It's a new breed we can't appreciate.
It's funny because like one time I was hanging out with
coexist.
Her, like her and I were hanging out, and I noticed that we were hanging out in the old people section, like the section where there was like, you know, they were in the scene for like a while, and then like all sprouted out were just like the kids.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where you couldn't keep me out of the pit. Now I'm like, you can't get me.
You'd be tired just looking.
No,
at
No,
it.
I have a bad back. You know, my knee.
Yeah, there needs to be more all ages. There needs to be. You know, everyone's 21 and over.
The beach people were all ages, so the kids can come in. I don't know. I can't relate to them so much. I think
can I make a side note real quick?
Please.
I just got a text message. Actually, my brother did.
Oh, dude, being gay, dude. So we'll talk about it later.
He messages us, introduce the new band. We never talked about it. We have a completely new band. It's still the same name, same moniker, same songs.
Uh-huh.
New stuff, but we never actually introduced our new band. Considering we're talking about, like, old school bands and new bands, we never actually mentioned we have a completely, like, new lineup.
Really?
All together.
We'll talk about it.
Wait, it's a new lineup?
No.
Completely new lineup.
It's a reformed lineup.
No.
You guys are on different instruments? You guys switched instruments?
Well, see, my brother originally started off as guitar player.
Uh-huh.
Who did vocals.
Okay.
On occasions. I was the original bass player.
Uh-huh.
When I left the band, we had another bass player replace me, which was Alan. And who replaced Alan was Gabe, who is now our new guitar player. We had Trevor, who was the original singer, guitar player, who switched off with Freddie. He's a fucking dope head, and he sold his shit and he left. Or whatever, how you want to say it. So he's a lot of the band. And we have...
Okay, without the family history, we have all new lineup. I'm the only original member, like, longevity.
Right.
Gabe came back as
an original.
As Gabe came back as an original member, he's back.
So would you say...
We have an amazing guitarist named Ben, Ben Perea. The kid is... 22 years old, and this guy can play, man. Like where you just see kids pick up a baseball and they can play ball, this kid can play guitar, and he can play, and he is awesome. Probably one of the better things that happened to us on guitar. We got a drummer, old drummer from the Childhoods back from Valinda.
Abandoned.
Oh, cool.
The Abandoned. Tony Cadena's old band, metal band he started, Tony Cadena from Adolescence.
Uh-huh.
He was a drummer for them. He's our drummer now. And Gabe, our not my brother, who's here with us, but another guy, he is our guitarist. He was our fill-in bassist. He was probably our third bassist, who came back as guitar about a year ago, stopped playing, and then came back again about 2 months ago.
So it's a totally different lineup and a totally different sound.
Complete.
The sound's not different.
You know what? The new stuff we're writing is different. It is a little different. It's a little more actually harder, but at the same time, a little like there's a lot more harmonies as far as instrumentals go.
So it's more it's hardcore with harmonies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
As far as the music goes, unfortunately, we didn't play anything here tonight. All the stuff you heard was our last recording, which unfortunately was about five years ago.
Shit, longer than that.
No, 2006 was our last recording.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've had this album for a long time.
So
what album you have? Because we had two.
We've had three.
If I would have, I should have brought it in. I was thinking about bringing it. I keep myself in the past for the not bringing it in.
Three of the recordings were from 2006. One of them was from 2002.
Ah,
I Hate Your Face is from 2002. Everything else was from 2006.
Ah, okay. So with that being said. Is there anything else you guys want to do, like any type of like genre you guys want to try, or just like a different sound you guys want
to
try?
Honest with you, man, I'm all about dubstep right now.
Really?
I want to do like a metal dubstep remix, dude.
Have you heard stuff like Nero,
man? I hear him. And I'm like, you can just throw some badass metal riffs in that and just make something completely different.
And we're reading a message.
This is my wife. She's gay.
It's gay. She happy wants to call in.
You know, I mean, we're gonna keep it down. We're gonna keep it to our roots, which is punk rock. That's all there is to it. That's what we're about. We started 14 years ago. I left the band for a while. I did my own thing. My brother stayed in it. We had members that came and gone. We're back. We're motivated and we're ready to play. You know, we got fucking
ready to rock.
We got some fucking shows coming up. August 19th, we're playing Spikes and Rosemead. We're playing with the Warlords. White Flag Down. It's and then we're playing. It's a free show. It's a birthday show. Come in and have a blast. You know?
How much? What's the cover for that?
It's free.
It's free.
We're doing it for my birthday, and it's my buddy Mosquito.
At Spikes.
Wait,
Spikes is actually free?
It's free.
Oh my god!
It's a free show for me, my buddy Mosquito, who's old school.
That's cool.
Old school Baldwin Park punk.
You know what?
He's gonna have some fun.
I commend you, man, because you know what? Every time I got a Spikes, I had to fucking pay to get in.
Yeah, we were like, oh, we can get this band, get that band, get this band, and charge. But no, like, fuck it, just have some fun. It's our birthdays, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, Brando's letting us have our show there, and he throws some sick shows.
Yeah.
It's a cool bar, it's a good time. You know, we're playing September 8th with the Voids. No, September 8th is a Thursday at the Airliner with Circle One and the Vibrators.
Awesome.
You know, that's
The Vibrators, show. I haven't seen those boys in a while.
Last time I saw them, I think we played with them fucking 10 years ago. Saturday, September 10th, we're playing with the Voids at Baldwin Park at American Legion, all ages. I think it's like $5 to get in. And then September 23rd, we're playing with Narcoleptic Youth and Characters in Pomona.
So, okay, with the bands you guys are playing, because you guys are playing with the Void, you guys are playing with the Vibrators and Circle One. Now, what's your general preference? If it came down to, like, what do you prefer, American punk more, or do you prefer English punk more?
I don't think you could. I can't make a decision.
American punk.
Okay.
Primarily, SoCal punk.
SoCal punk, because there's four different versions of punk rock. There's West punk, which is like San Francisco and L.A. around here. Then you got the East Coast stuff, which you have like the Ramones and that metalcore shit they got now, like Agnostic Front.
No, I love that stuff. The worst of the worst, everything I like, to be honest with you. There's only one thing I hate was that like mid-90s bullshit that came out of the East Coast was like Casualties, The Unseen, all that like street punk. I hate
that. Toxic Narcotic came out of that era, and they were pretty good.
Toxic Narcotic was actually one of the very few bands that was actually pretty good.
I wasn't really into Agnostic Front or Madball or Earth Crisis.
I've always liked Agnostic Front.
I just saw them this year,
Punk Rock Bowling. The Casualties, the Relics, the Craze, all those bands that came from like the East Coast, the street punk, let's make our hair as big and spiky as possible, and let's have no substance to our music at all.
When I think of New York punk, I always think of three bands. The Ramones, Blondie, and New York Dolls. I mean, because
you're talking 70s.
You know, because that's when punk was there. That's when the punk right there was good. You know, because you had the fucking Dictators. You had, I would say New York Dolls, That was a good, it was a glamorous period, but it was a good period of punk.
Well, that was an experimental period, too, There was no defiant sound.
With the UK, you had, Sex Pistols, you had 999,
you can't go wrong with fucking UK punk.
You had Cox Bar, you had bands that were just, in it, you had Crass, there's a lot of stuff that came out of, the England.
And then
you had, the South Bay stuff, the up there in San Francisco, Dead Kennedys, Flipper,
Avengers,
Los Olvidados, the Avengers, And then you come to California, you have bands like Sin 34, Circle One,
TSOL.
You had such the crowd, you had such an eclectic mix of fucking punk and fucking rock over here.
Which do I like best?
Here's what I've noticed.
They're just different styles.
You know what? There were different styles, and here's what I've kind of figured out on my own sense, is that there's a lot of shit I used to listen to, and I'm like, well, why did I listen to this? This is really never good. It's more like teenage angst heavy kind of stuff, And I listen to it now, and I'm like, maybe it's I can't relate to it, or maybe it's just not very good. But what I've come to figure out... is everything that I listen to coming from SoCal, everything from Orange County to LA, minus probably just one band, was probably I have to say it's probably just the best shit out there. It was good. It was heavy and it had heart. There was no message other than we're just angry kids and we don't know why we're angry. And it was good because of that, because a lot of us don't know why we're angry. We got these political messages coming in. We have our homeowners we don't understand. We have all sorts of shit, but it was just angry, and it was good because it was relatable.
Yeah.
In England, they had their economic problems and their woes. And it was bullshit. I can't relate to that shit. Like, I like it, and I get some things, but if
so you don't really, so you don't like Crass?
I fucking hate Crash. So you haven't
noticed he doesn't like him?
He keeps saying
nothing good.
Wait,
wait,
wait.
I
can understand where he's coming from. I can understand where he's coming from.
I hate Crash. With the passion, I hate Crash. They're the worst.
There's bands that I hate.
They produced great music. Their album... Their record label, fine. They produce some good shit. But Crass as a band, fucking hate it. Steve Ignorant, that guy reeks of pretense. I do not like that guy.
You know, I'm glad you're honest with that. That's cool. Because you know what? There's bands that I don't like.
East Coast bands from 76 to 92, I love. I love most every New York band. Every East Coast band I love. Until about 92, there was this whole wave of this street punk bullshit that came out with the Casualties and the Unseen. And it was a whole image scene that we just didn't get out here.
My hair's bigger than yours.
We didn't get out
here. Yeah, you know, I remember that. That's when the spikes started coming out more. Because at that period, I was into, like, Crust. I was into, like, bands like Brother Inferior, Revolt, fucking Doom and shit like that. See, you know?
I was never into that shit.
Because that's what I loved. But I noticed there was more spikes, and I noticed there was more Casualties.
I'm all for spiking your hair. I'm all for the image because, you know, it's part of the scene, dude. It just is. You know, there's two parts of the culture. You know, there's image and there's look, and then there's sound, and there's all that shit. And I appreciate it.
That's more than two parts.
But whatever. No, I repeated one part and just give this. Anyway.
Close brothers.
When it comes to the point where it outshadows the music, you know, and it, like, you don't get anything from it. And
outshines the music.
Yeah. And when I say outshadow,
wow.
Freddie's been drinking. I just can't appreciate it. And the whole Casualties movement, that whole East Coast, like,
punk bands are you listening to right now that, you know?
Right now, that's still, just get my goat. Love TSOL. They've never done anything bad.
Yeah, I saw that the
Sick. TSOL, I really love Litmus Green. I'm always about Dead Kennedys. You know, there's some albums I don't like, but the ones that are good.
Let me guess, Bedtime for Democracy and Frankenchrist.
No, actually, Fresh Fruit for Rotten Vegetables.
Oh my God, how could you not like that album?
I don't like that album.
Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables.
I mean, Bedtime for Democracy would be the one, like, that's like the one that should be like,
Plastic Surgery Disasters.
To me, that's like the album they didn't give a shit about.
Plastic Surgery Disasters and Bedtime are like.
Oh, how could you hate Plastic Surgery?
That is like, what? Oh my God, I hate you. Yeah. You're not my brother anymore.
Moon Over Marion, come on. I like that. Fucking Terminal Preppy.
Dude, it's so smart, though. The lyrics are so smart. I love it. Those are my favorite. Those are my favorite. And you know what? And stuff.
You remember
that
again?
No, the stuff that I used to listen to that I haven't heard that I've just started getting reunited with just by like meeting people and giving them to me was
Oxymoron.
No, Decry. Man,
Decry. 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 Yeah, I like them.
That's one of the few bands out there that's actually fucking awesome.
I can never figure out that wasn't worldwide famous.
Dude.
You have bands.
Oh, Mad Prey too. Dude. Bands like so well known.
Dress. I'm sorry. I hear Funeral Dress.
To be honest with you, I feel like an idiot because I knew who Mad Prey was until
'93. I emailed Joey last night and he fucking went off on. Mad Prey is one of the bands that should have been fucking huge. They're so fucking good.
Here's my favorite memory of Mad Prey. They were doing a show at an American Legion Hall in Monrovia. It was a great show.
Battalion of Saints.
Battalion of Saints.
I was at that show.
And it was a great show.
That was the first and last show.
It was
at that place.
So, Mad Parade Dot, they're playing, fucking having a great time. Fucking, the singer decides to get the fucking, I think it was a picture of the Pope. He hit it on the guitarist. Who was the guitarist at the time?
Joey.
Joey hit it over Joey's head. And Joey, he's still playing. And the fucking guys at the Legion Hall fucking went ballistic. They stopped the show. Everybody get the fuck out. They kicked everybody out.
He did a Sinead O'Connor bit.
There is no enemy, what does he say?
And then he got something else and he fucking broke it too. It was the picture of the Pope.
Probably and a picture of the president, crucifix? I think it was.
Dude, that was like my favorite memory of fucking Mad Parade.
You gotta love Mad Parade. I mean, they're probably one
You do have bands like Mad Parade and you have bands like Decry. I mean, there's so many bands like Yappo. You have all these like small SUV bands, And then you have a band like the Casualties that are big and famous. You have bands like the New York Relics that are famous. Like, what the
oh my god,
what can they do? I can't stand the Debauchkas. What the, that's not punk rock, dude. That to me is it's generic. It's as generic as can be. And here's the worst part. I know my band is generic too, you know, and it's like.
Well, don't sell. You see, you shouldn't sell yourself short. No. Because you know what? If you want to just.
I feel like we try, and I feel like those bands don't try.
They try harder on the image
than they do a music. And I get it. If you want to be a generic punk band, and I'm all for that, you know, go ahead and do it, but do it well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how what I got disillusioned of because you were asking me like, are you in a band or anything? It's just kind of like I was looking for a while, but sometimes like I don't know how it is in the world, but I guess I learned. I don't know. Like, some of the first questions people would ask before any demo or anything, availability, anything, was just like, oh, like, how tall are you and how much do you weigh? And, like, what's your look like and this and that. I'm like, what the hell are these people talking about? So I'm just like, ah, forget it. Like,
you see, with me, it was more, what bands do you know? Who do you listen to? It was all about, you see, the band that I played, it was all about who we listened to and the who we wanted to pay homage to.
Are you willing to cut your hair? Are you willing to dye your hair?
No, I'm not willing to do shit. I was just willing to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And our music was...
Like, what does that have to do with music?
It doesn't. It's all about image, and that's so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, when it's... To me, to be in a band, it's like something that... If I'm into something and I want to, like, you know, and I'm getting, like, some ideas, you know, when people ask me, I'm going to say, like, oh, it sounds like this. Like, I could say my first band, The Feds. We sounded a lot like Bad Religion, Circle Jerks, and Dead Kennedys all mixed into one.
I remember you guys used to cover a Dead Kennedys song.
You know?
As a matter of fact, when you guys played. I remember seeing you guys in Backyards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember I was friends with Javier from Fourth Right.
You guys played with him a
long time ago.
Those were some days back then.
Yeah, those were some days. Like the early 90s.
Yeah, those were definitely some days. Well, fellas, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to get into this last block of songs. And we're going to start this off with a little bit of barbecue. Because you know why? It's the summertime. And it's time for a barbecue here on Purple Vomit.
I want some ribs.
Ribs.
Sure, like a barbecue.
I won't be trampled in nobody's footsteps. I won't be ground in the dirt like your dog. I am devoted to all that is evil. I will betray everything I was taught. Let us be. Among the beasts will reign. Everyone's saying that the end is coming, but I got news for you, it's already here. You must have missed it while you were consuming, stacking and storing that shit you don't need. Let us be. With no mercy, no justice, just like you always dreamed of. Get it. Give up your gods and your blind thoughtless comforts, cower and whimper under the snakes. There will be nowhere to be safe and dry. For all your bodies, we're all inside. Let us breathe, let us breathe, let us be servants. Among the beasts will reign with no mercy, no justice, just like you always dreamed of.
Se me acerca tu perro y viene a mí. Es tu perro la nudo que me hace enojar. Le digo baja tus patas que me das mucha lata.
Baja tus patas que me das mucha lata.
Quítate ya de aquí, perro la nudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí te doy un hueso, sí.
Quítate ya de aquí, perro la nudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí te doy un hueso.
El perro lanudo comienza a ladrar. Le digo que se calle y la dama. Oye, perro lanudo, déjame en paz. Le digo, baja tus patas que me das mucha lata.
Baja tus patas que me das mucha lata.
Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí.
Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso.
Patas que me das mucha lata. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí.
Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí. Quítate ya de aquí, perro lanudo. Déjame estar solo con mi novia. Si te quitas de aquí, te doy un hueso, sí.
Okay, we're back. I guess. Is somebody on the phone? Is somebody on the phone? Hello?
Did no, you? Nobody's on the phone. I thought you wanted to pause before the outro.
Oh, no, no. We wanted
no,
to,
no, that's it.
Yeah, man.
Last Verbal Vomit show?
Yep. Yeah.
It was officially 4-0.
4-0.
Yeah, we had no calls.
Well, you guys should have had your friends call.
No, no, they were listening to us and messaging on Facebook.
They just didn't want to call.
And text messages, but no one wanted to call.
Oh.
I don't know,
why don't you ask this? Why don't you say this?
Oh, talk about me. Tell me what you love me.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
We'd like to thank The Infected.
Yes, thank you.
We'd like to thank La Bestia for showing up tonight.
Yes, thank you.
And I want to thank you, Kitty, for being my wingman.
Wing chick.
Throughout these awesome 12 episodes. Been a pleasure. Also, I want to thank Alice, Uber Alice, my host from Below Your Load. I'd like to thank Don Juan y Los Blancos, Death Hymn Number 9, Bridgetown DIY, Dr. Rossi for showing up that one night.
Yes, thank
you. Who else do I forget? Oh, who was our first caller? What's his name?
Debbie.
Steve. Yeah, Steve, the guy who got offended after we hit
Steven.
Steven, I think he got offended. Thank you for making our first, for our calling in first and getting us started.
That wouldn't have been Chico who got offended, who hung up?
No. This was our first show way back now. Oh, yeah, thanks Chico who got offended for hanging up. You made the show awesome.
No, Chino. That was
Chino.
His name.
Chino.
Cochino.
Cochino. Yeah, don't be calling me Cochino.
Don't call me Cochino.
And,
sell me a Coke.
Before I end, I'd like to thank Jeremy. Thanks a lot for having us, for hosting us fucking week, dude.
Thank you very much.
You've been really awesome, man. So we're moving on to bigger and better things. Kitty's going to do her social work, get the raza pumped up, and show some fucking change, because si se puede.
Si se puede.
I'm going to do my own thing. I have no idea what I'm going to do just yet. It all depends on a lot of things. But sometimes you'll hear my voice sooner or later. So check us out. We'll keep you posted on our page and where you can listen to us. This is Verbal Vomit, episode 12. See ya.
Bye.